this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's attempt to launch a review of government spending has been put on hold by a federal judge. The administration proposes a freeze on grants and loans during the review. Excluded from that freeze would be Social Security, Medicare and food stamps, student loans and scholarships. The spending review is itself frozen until at least Monday, per the judge's order. The Trump administration seems to think the federal government can get along with a smaller workforce, something less than the current 2 million plus employees.
The White House is offering buyouts worth 8 months of salary to all federal employees who opt to act on the offer by February 6th in an effort to shrink the size of government.
That's correspondent Lisa Dwyer. The Trump White House offering some clarity about the rash of drone sightings late last year.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt delivered the drone update directly from President Trump.
The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
She said other drones were operated by hobbyists and private individuals, but the public was not in danger.
This was not the enemy.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
President Trump's nominee for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. goes before the Senate Finance Committee today. Also today, the Senate Judiciary Committee votes on Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi, deciding whether to advance her nomination to the full Senate for a final vote. The White House making it clear that anyone who broke the law by entering the country illegally is subject to deportation in accordance with federal immigration law. Fed policymakers expected to hold the line on interest rates following their latest meeting, and that meeting wraps up later today. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 18 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 85 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored, and there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Bible. Good morning, it's 6:03, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hump Day, it's Wednesday. Coming in a pretty nice one, too. It's 6:03, traffic over there on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Really nothing major early now as we're getting underway with the West Side Outer Loop right here at I-70. The lanes are open. There had been a report, we don't know exactly what it is, but a ramp restriction on the JFX northbound 28th Street, Druid Park Lake Drive. I'm not sure if it's construction. There was police activity there, but heads up if you're coming north from Penn Station and up through that area. Already see the construction setting up this morning in Harford County, not yet blocking a lane, but they're working already northbound I-95 at Route 24 at the 76-mile marker northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a windy day ahead of the cold front. Cooler weather on the way tomorrow behind that cold front. 15 to 25-mile-an-hour winds, gusts as high as 45 miles an hour today. 56 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is going to be a nice day today. Dundalk already 43 degrees. Downtown Baltimore a little cooler, actually, at 36 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 22 AGs in a lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from withholding all trillions of dollars in federal assistance to states. Brown says all Marylanders would be affected by this unconstitutional pause on federal funding, but those who would bear the brunt of the damage are our most vulnerable and marginalized neighbors who rely on these resources to pay for early childhood education, health care, and housing. Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks say a Trump administration order directing agencies to withhold that federal funding to states would devastate hardworking Marylanders. A federal judge has put the administration plan on hold until at least Monday of this coming week, and there is no indication yet on whether the funding freeze will move forward. The parent company of Cash App has agreed to pay states $80 million in a settlement to resolve violations involving bank secrecy and anti-money laundering laws. According to the Maryland Department of Labor, Block Incorporated will pay the state around $1.6 million, and it has agreed to hire an independent consultant to review the comprehensiveness and effectiveness of its safeguard program and submit the report to the states within 9 months. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers 152. That's your pick 3, and your pick 4, 5715. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet Arch Supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And some Orioles news to start us off this morning. The Birds avoiding arbitration and signing Jorge Mateo to a one-year deal with a 2026 option. Terms were not disclosed, but the contract is believed to be $3.5 mil. Elsewhere, with pitchers and catchers due to report in 15 days, Mike Elias and Adam Jones met the media via Zoom yesterday, talking about Jones hiring as a special advisor to Elias. Here's Elias on what this accomplishes for the Orioles.
This is, to me, a part of us continuing to build out this organization to be a first-rate, first-class organization and a representative of Baltimore in Major League Baseball.
For Jones, it's a chance to have input in the Orioles' future direction.
I love the game. I love being around it. And I think this is a terrific opportunity for me to stop giving my thoughts to the world and just give my thoughts to Mike and the organization.
Ravens news, the second former defensive coordinator has been brought back in the fold. Chuck Pagano has been hired as senior defensive secondary coach. The 64-year-old was the Ravens D coordinator back in the 2011 season and then left to be the Colts head man in 2012. Of course, Dean Pease was brought back last year by Baltimore as well. Coming up at 6:35, Logan Thompson has done it again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Stars Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, Jan 29, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
I like the way he says Jan 29. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Baltimore ICE director questions the Maryland Attorney General's commitment to public safety. We'll take a look at the pushback on the birthright citizenship. Continues there. But the top story here is that Governor Moore and the Democrats and even the swampster Republicans reacting to the pause in the federal spending, otherwise known as the federal freeze. And this is more of the fake news media driving the bus on, yep, on this thing. The origin of this is a Trump executive order asking for a 90-day pause on all federal spending that goes to nonprofits and groups and agencies. It does not and will not affect individual benefits, be it Social Security, Medicare, federal loans, scholarships, student loans, whatever the case may be, for a SNAP program, the food stamp program. It does not and has not affected anyone like that. The Office of Management and Budget issued a two-page memo 2 days ago that stated all federal grants and loans would be paused effective January 28 at 5 p.m., pending a 90-day review of spending. Why was that necessary? Because they found stuff like $50 million for condoms being sent to Gaza. Now, who approves this kind of nonsense? Initially, I thought, well, we probably saved a lot of goats in Gaza. But then I found out the real reason why, yes. Bruce.
Yeah.
The Hamas were using the condoms. They were filling them with helium and using them to start fires in Israel. They became weapons. Now, the only thing I think you could criticize the Trump administration on was we needed more examples of this. Get about 10 of these examples and then say, this is the reason why we're pausing it. And, of course, and just at the very front saying no individual benefits would be affected whatsoever. But no, the fake news ran with it. CBS breathlessly reported the other day, this was just yesterday, that the Medicaid portals had been shut down. That did not happen. Trump did not order them to be shut down. Trump did not order government shut down. There was an outage. One of the Medicaid website portals had a temporary outage, which the White House was aware of, and it was fixed almost immediately. Here's the new White House Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt.
What does this pause mean? It means no more funding for illegal DEI programs. It means no more funding for the Green New Scam.
Yeah. No more condoms for the Hamas in Gaza.
Yeah.
And look, this is all part of the DOGE movement to get uncontrolled government spending. See if we can bring it into some semblance
of under control.
But, of course, the media, which, of course, is the propaganda wing of the Democrat Party, they led with it. DN, CBS, Evening News started this nonsense. And, of course, the domino effect happened. And coming up next, we'll hear from Governor Moore, who is using this as an opportunity to distract from his juvenile problem here in the state of Maryland. More on that coming up in just a second.
Right now, 613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, the greatest of all time. He is our GOAT. That's once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Morning. 295 is already busy in the area, 197, 198, and then coming up north from the Capitol Beltway through Powder Mill Road. Everybody's open. Everybody's doing okay. And then in the area around 175, a little more traffic there, especially southbound, working its way down from Arundel Mills Boulevard and Route 195 down to the Capitol Beltway. Looks good. We've had a check through Annapolis. Everybody's doing okay coming off the Bay Bridge. Most of the traffic in the morning westbound through Sandy Point, Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. No complaints there. Did a little bit more checking. Apparently, whatever that was with the ramp restriction, they get a little vague, was a broken down vehicle. Northbound JFX exiting at 28th Street might still be there with city police on the scene, but we don't have any cameras in that area, so you just have to figure it out for yourself. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680.
So helpful.
Yeah, sort of like you.
So helpful.
Sort of like you without cameras.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
They got speed cameras on the JFX. We need to get a link to those.
Are there any on the JFX? I'm just curious. I've never known for sure. Are there, on the JFX, are there any plazas?
Well, yeah, they're taking in cash from the speed cameras. So I see. Yes. Technically, that's a plaza.
Your weather channel forecast. Sunny today, warm, 56.
Holy
but it's going to be breezy, so the wind gust will be 15, 20 miles per hour, so it'll feel more like 50.
Gusty winds.
Yeah.
Yes, those, I know you did it, her.
Those winds will last
Tiffany lamps.
Overnight. Tomorrow, sunny, 46. Rain, heavy rain on the way on Friday. Right now, clear 38 in Annapolis, 36 in the city. Time for some one-liner news. Google Maps has announced they will change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Maybe we should go for changing French fries as well while we're at it.
Freedom fries.
Freedom fries. The famous Doomsday Clock has moved closer to midnight. Who uses that anymore, the Doomsday Clock?
I don't know.
The goofballs that run it.
I have an Armageddon app on my phone.
Really?
That's always nice.
Sorry, it's good to have.
You start hearing 5, 4, 3.
Well, it's too late anyway.
No, I got to take a quick story.
Say a quick prayer.
No, it's when actually when he stops by my office. Hey, I got to go real fast. See ya.
The old Metro Traffic Office in Washington in Bethesda was in a government building that had government offices in it. So I get in the elevator one day and cell phones were just out and I had a thing on there. It had all kinds of sounds. And I said to Andy Parks, you know Andy.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
He was standing there with me and I said, listen to this. And the phone goes, 5, 4, 3, 2. There were about 8 people in the elevator with us. If they could have gotten anywhere out, they would have just bailed out. And right as the door opened and we got to the lobby, it went, surprise!
It's a great party joke, too.
Yeah.
A little prank there. Microsoft is in the running to purchase TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So, they got the money.
Yeah, they do have the money. And they'll, like, you know, add some exciting new features like solitaire.
Sounds like fun.
Wednesday's the start of the Chinese New Year. Today, it's officially the year of the wood snake.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not saying a thing.
No. No. I'll say 13-year-old boys are
right
giggling
along.
Everywhere in the world. Elsewhere, a survey of 3,000 adults shows that 55% of football fans think the day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Everybody stays up midnight, you know.
Yeah, we call it St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
As in,
or you could do like Sean and take the day off the next day.
St. Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
The great Mahomie.
Extremely overweight rapper named Dank DeMoss is suing Lyft because the driver told her she was too large to fit in his vehicle. I don't know if you've seen Dank, but she is rather hefty.
Yeah.
So they're starting a new...
Dank is a tank.
Right. They're going to start a new rideshare service for her called Forklift.
That's a good one.
Or maybe Airlift. Who knows? White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. What did you think of her debut yesterday?
I thought she was stellar.
I was amazed.
I mean, I would have had sweat in my shoes. I mean, the first time ever she steps in front of the national media like that, she handled everything.
She did. I mean, a little nerves at the beginning, but that's to be expected and totally natural. But she settled in right away.
Yep.
Didn't need a binder to read from. And you know why? Because she actually talks to the president. She can communicate with Donald Trump versus KJP. Well, I mean, you know, that guy was asleep for most of his term.
She had a daily appointment at 1:30, promised his nap starts at 12:30.
Coming right out of the box, some transparency from the Trump administration.
From President Trump directly, an update on the New Jersey drones. After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In meantime, in time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy. A statement from the President of the United States to start this briefing with some news.
We told you so. We told you these were ours. Because if they were the CCP's or so the Iranian drones, they'd have been shot down.
Yeah.
So they were. Here's the question, though. What is the FAA doing for research and various other purposes?
Yeah.
What are they up to?
At night over New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly. So what's going on there? That's the next.
Isn't that where the UFOs landed in, what was that? What's his name?
Yeah.
Wells.
Yeah, Wells.
Ocean Wells.
War of the Worlds.
That's it.
Yeah.
Isn't that where they landed?
Was it Jersey?
Yes, it was. It was New Jersey.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
See?
Yeah.
They're waiting for him to come back.
You see? He says, you see? Oh, okay. Got it. I was confused at first, but now that clears
out. I was too, because I couldn't remember who the hell it was.
So imagine Alejandro Mayorkas, who, by the way, never initiated any raids.
Yeah, never.
Imagine if he showed up on the with ICE agents the day of a raid. What happened yesterday in New York City? The new Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, was there and had a message for illegals.
Here in New York City this morning, we are getting the dirtbags off these streets.
Get the dirtbags off these streets.
God love her already.
I know.
She's like a female Fonzie.
Yeah. We have some tips for illegals to avoid ICE. Go home.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Simple, but
you can walk back across.
Right.
Obey you swam over, you can walk back.
Right. There are no ICE agents in Guadalajara.
Right. Obey immigration laws. There's another little tip for you if you're in the country illegally. Tip three, take off your sombrero. It's a dead giveaway. Number four.
No cervezas.
Resist the urge to lead an armed gang to forcibly take over an apartment complex.
Yeah, well, that's a good one.
Number five, don't sexually assault anyone. That activity might draw too much attention.
It might. It might.
Learn English. Cut back to less than one murder per week.
Nice.
These are so helpful, Sean.
Get your MS-13 face tattoo removed.
Yeah.
And I like this one. Ask Selena Gomez to hide you in one of her mansions. That might be a great place to go after.
A lot of stuff came out about her yesterday.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Doesn't even speak Spanish.
No. Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what they said. Okay. Doesn't speak Spanish. Her father was Italian or whatever. I think he was Spanish. And but it's not the way it should be.
All right.
Put it that way.
We'll find out more on
my
Selena Gomez. Thank you, sir. 6:21, and the Best of the Morning Drive is available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:23 Wednesday morning. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Broken down vehicle has cleared the ramp now and reopened. Northbound JFX at 28th Street. Druid Park Lake Drive. So no big problem there now. We're looking at the construction zone. They're kind of setting up yet. They're not blocking any lanes in Harford County. But you'll see the flashing lights northbound 95 at Route 24. So at the 76-mile marker, I would think in the next 45 minutes or so, they'll be in that area. So we'll come back and revisit that. In the meantime, the Beltway looks good. Lanes are open at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, sunny today, 56, but the gusty winds could drop it down to more like, feels like 50. Right now, 35 and clear in Bel Air, 37 in Glen Burnie. Governor Westmore reacting to the hoax, fake news media of the Trump government. And shut down, thought he would pounce immediately on the White House.
The decisions that made today do not make sense. They are emotive. They are irrational. They're not thought out. And it's chaos. And we have to make sure that we're protecting the people of our state, because the decisions that we saw from the White House are ones that are not going to go without a response from us.
Yeah, chaos. $50 million for condoms for goats or Gaza or whatever the case may be in Gaza. That is a bit chaotic. But Governor Moore, along with A.G. Brown, Letitia James is back at it again. Other Democrat attorneys general on why they have to sue the White House.
Going to court is actually an important thing. And someone has to explain to me how cutting funding for the victims of abuse or cutting funding for those who are receiving military veterans' families who are receiving supports to help bury their loved ones, how this makes any sense.
No one's cutting anything. See, this is the fake news and the elected officials. There has been a pause placed on the federal funding of some of these agencies and these nonprofit groups until we can get a handle on waste, fraud, and abuse, like we did with the $50 million for the condoms in Gaza. And then here is the big lie, this is on you, Governor Moore. This was not a shutdown in any way, shape, or form, and yet he is lying to the folks in the his constituents here in Maryland.
Well, I think the reason that we chose to move quickly on this and in trying to understand both everything that was included, we are literally talking about an order that called for trillions of dollars of funding cuts, which was completely irrational. That there was no reason for it. This was essentially a self-imposed government shutdown.
Wait a minute. There's no reason to look at spending cuts? Do I understand that sentence construction properly? Yeah, there's a reason. We don't have the money. You either got to raise taxes or you got to cut spending or a little of both. And I'd far prefer you start by cutting spending. And that goes to the state level, too. I mean, this isn't,
well,
this
know,
isn't
when,
brain surgery.
When we're running deficits of trillion or whatever it is, it's like billions of dollars the deficit annually, and the national debt
is in trillions.
Is $36 trillion that is unsustainable. And you have to look at every. That's what DOGE is going to be all about. Now, as I said, the Trump administration. And by the way, there is a. If you could follow it up on X, it's a Rapid Response Group, and they were all over this yesterday. And if you're on X, follow them. This is the Trump administration's rapid response to the fake news media, and they were on it like stink on manure yesterday. But that did not stop. The Alphabet Networks, DN, CBS, ABC, NBC, PBS, et al., and, of course, the elected officials and the attorneys general from politicizing this thing. And once again, it's pushing grandma in over the cliff in a chair.
I just can't believe the governor said there's no reason for these. Oh, there's every reason in the world. You guys spend too much money. If it were your money, you might be a little more careful with it. The point is, it is our money. We'd like you to be a little more careful with it. This is just not all that complicated.
And the same happened yesterday for Mayor Scott and the Baltimore City Council condemning a pause in federal funding, all vowing they're going to sue the pants off of President Trump. But that's what they did in the first go-around. Remember the immigration ban? They immediately pounced on that. That was one of the first things out of the box in his first term. So knowing that, again, and I do applaud the Rapid Response Group. I'm just saying, give us more examples of the kind of waste, fraud, and abuse, the kinds of things where our tax dollars are being sent overseas for stuff, and it's not helping one. So all this stuff they're talking about, being able to afford military funerals, Head Start programs, all this other stuff, drug, mental illness, those are the programs that are basically not helping Americans. And I think that's what you have to get out there, and I think you're going to see this kind of thing. And I would go on the attack, be very aggressive, and tell the American people, look, these are the things we're trying to root out, to identify, and it's going to take a while. It's like changing wheels on a car while it's moving.
Yeah.
You've got to pause it, you've got to identify, then you got to claw it back or find ways to make sure that it doesn't. That doesn't get worse over time, because this is why we're $36 trillion in debt, because of the insatiable spending of people like Wes Moore, Brandon Scott, and the Democrats on Capitol Hill. They just can't get enough of government. If you let them, they would grow government until it pretty much sucked all the private business out of this country. And that's basically what fascism communism is.
Yeah, that's pure socialism. You're right. It's to each according to their needs, from each according to their ability. They want to have our money so they can distribute it to whoever they think is the most needy.
Yeah. So a Biden-appointed judge blocked the Trump federal spending pause. And they keep using freeze, but it is a pause for 90 days until Monday. This is Judge Lauren Ali Khan, a Biden appointee, temporary stay on the Trump federal funding pause. So we'll learn more about that on Monday. Imagine the executive branch wanting to make sure that the money that's been appropriated is being spent properly.
And on
Americans, folks. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks says a Trump administration order directing agencies to withhold federal funding to states would devastate hardworking Marylanders. A federal judge has put the administration plan on hold until at least this coming Monday, and there is no indication yet on whether the funding freeze will move forward. In a statement, Alsobrooks also says countless people have called her office saying they are afraid of what the freeze would mean for their families. The senator says the federal funds support local police departments that keep communities safe, hospitals that keep people alive, food programs like SNAP that feed hungry kids, veterans in need of housing after serving the nation, and more. Alsobrooks says public service is about trying to make people's lives better, not ripping away critical resources that Americans rely on, and the administration needs to clean up this mess immediately and reverse course. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 22 AGs in a lawsuit to stop that Trump administration from withholding trillions of dollars. Brown says all Marylanders would be affected by this unconstitutional pause on federal funding, but those who would bear the brunt are our most vulnerable and marginalized neighbors. Parent company of Cash App has agreed to pay the state $80 million in a settlement to resolve violations involving bank secrecy and anti-money laundering laws. According to the Maryland Department of Labor, Block Incorporated will pay the state around $1.6 million and has agreed to hire an independent consultant to review the comprehensiveness and effectiveness of its safeguard program and submit a report to the states within 9 months. And family, friends, and neighbors gathered for a Tuesday night vigil to remember an 11-year-old girl who was murdered in Middle River. London Olson found dead in her home on Firethorn Road last week. Her mother has been charged with killing her. It's 6:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Bassethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
6:33 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers 152 is your pick 3. Your pick 4, 5715. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're coming north out of the Old Harbor Tunnel, there's a delay. It was a tractor trailer there. It's been there for a while, but now they're helping him and they're partially blocking the right lane. So it's a single lane exiting from the tunnel northbound. So we're backed up into the tunnel. Once you clear that, then you're up to speed going out towards Boston Street, Donald Street, and eventually out to the city-county line. But it's going to be slow coming out of the tunnel northbound, southbound, both with the normal heavy traffic now on 95 and 895. Beltway west side, yep, the brake light's already there. 795 down through Frederick Road. Capitol Beltway with a new wreck reported on the outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue in Prince George's County and may be crowding the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a windy day ahead of the cold front. Cooler weather on the way tomorrow behind that cold front. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, gusts as high as 45 miles an hour today. 56 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Tap into your well-being with Audible audiobooks, podcasts, and originals. Expand your life with expert insight and motivation for better health, habits, relationships, finance, and more. Start listening free when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audible.com.
Hunt Valley 43.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So what will Adam Jones actually do for Mike Elias? Elias hiring the former Oriole as a special advisor to the GM and team community ambassador. Here's Jones on his expectations.
I love the game. I love being around it. And I think this is a terrific opportunity for me to stop giving my thoughts to the world and just give my thoughts to Mike and the organization.
In fact, the Baltimore Sun reporting that one major element of Jones' value is his knowledge and experience in the Japanese player market. Jones played 2 years in Japan at the tail end of his career and is familiar with the culture of Japanese baseball, and indeed was consulted and quote-unquote signed off on the club's decision to sign Tomoyuki Sugano a few weeks ago. Other Orioles news, apparently Gunnar Henderson's national profile is on the rise. MLB choosing the Orioles shortstop along with the Reds' Ellie De La Cruz and Pirates pitcher Paul Skeens to be on the cover of MLB's The Show 25 video game cover. Henderson becomes the first Oriole cover since Cal Jr. appeared in the 1999 version. Neither Lamar Jackson nor Derrick Henry will participate in this Sunday's Pro Bowl from Orlando. You remember the Pro Bowl. It's the game that no player apparently wants to play in and no fan apparently wants to watch. Drake May of the Patriots and Bills running back James Cook will appear instead. Ravens making a move yesterday, hiring former D coordinator Chuck Pagano as senior defensive secondary coach. And on that note, what does the future of Marlon Humphrey look like here in Baltimore? The eighth-year corner is not a free agent, but was quoted after the Bills game saying he's not sure what his future holds. Here's GM Eric DaCosta on All-Pro Marlon.
You know, Marlon's the type of guy, he wants to challenge, he wants to be challenged, he wants to have a chip on his shoulder. And I think, you know, he would probably say that he heard some of the criticisms and some of the complaints. You know, he's a highly paid player. And
highly paid. Sorry about that. Highly paid so much, in fact, that he's the second highest on the team in terms of salary cap, only after Lamar. The Caps were back in action last night in Calgary, and Logan Thompson was in the nets.
John Carlson switching the formation. Backdoor feed. Stroll backhand. He scores! Dylan Strome.
Joe B with the call on Monumental. Dylan Strome's 13th of the season. That one a 5-3 power play goal. And Logan Thompson celebrates his new contract. 32 Calgary shots were turned aside. Caps roll 3-1 over the Flames. Thompson 11-0-1 in his last 12. The time now is 6:37. When we return, are the Orioles better in 2025?
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
God, I love trains. Always loved trains when I was a kid. In fact, one of my earliest memories when I was 4 or 5 years old was my sister taking me to the park and putting me on the train.
Yeah. You like the love train?
No, just the regular train.
Or the soul train?
No, I didn't know anything about that when I was 5 years old. I just was a train. You went on the train and you played on it.
You were wearing a train?
You ever been down to the B&O?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. We used to take kids to B&O all the time.
Yeah.
All right, 15 days to go before spring training begins.
Hard to believe.
I know, it really is. Fair question, though. Are the Orioles better, or are they any better this year than they were last year?
My sense is, and you're the expert, my sense is they're, I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems like they made some moves,
but
they lost more than I think they were able to replace.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I think, you know, they let Burns walk 15 wins. They let Santander go 44 home runs. They brought in a couple of pitchers. pitcher, Sugano from Japan. We'll see. Charlie Morton is reliable, but 41 years old. He's not going to do what Burns did last year. O'Neill, the kid they got from Boston, Tyler O'Neill, he's not going to replace 44 home runs. So I think what they're depending on, what they hope, is that the improvement of the team in general from year over year, Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Westberg, etc., they're hoping for that improvement. And they're hoping that by committee, they have six legitimate starters right now. They're probably not going to go to a six-man rotation. So I think they're hoping that the depth that they have in the pitching staff will overcome the loss of Burns. My opinion, I think at best they're on par with what they were last year.
Okay, but they did not improve significantly.
They did not improve. I don't think they've improved at all.
I think they're marginally worse.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's possible.
Because a couple of the people who were central to the victories this past season are gone.
Well, that is true. The 44 homers and the 15 wins. The two biggest stars are gone.
Right.
So,
well, sometimes, you know, the team can right the ship. If they focus on speed and manufacturing runs versus the long ball.
Well, this is why they play the game, Sean.
This is exactly why.
That's
and this
why.
Is why we have the expert over here.
I was wondering
Bruce Elliott.
Clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
So I know nothing.
We'll have to come up with
you know everything, Bruce, because
baseball.
You won the football pick'em.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gary.
Well, not officially, because the Super Bowl is coming, I suppose.
No, it's
over.
It's official.
Yeah, it's official. Barring the hearing of the protest. 6:40, 20 before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There's continuing debate now, of course, about the 14th Amendment, with people making pronouncements that aren't based in rational thought. When they say it's proven to be constitutional. Actually, no, it is not under today's understanding. Yes, the amendment was constitutional. It was passed. It's a real amendment. But to argue that birthright citizenship has been adjudicated, no, it has not. Beyond that, even if it had been, let me give you a couple of examples. You have Plessy v. Ferguson. You have Roe v. Wade.
Dred Scott.
Dred Scott. A number of times where you have laws that were apparently all settled law until that moment that they were no longer settled law. So I think that a reexamination of the 14th is key. Brett Tolman is a former federal prosecutor, and he says the left is grousing about the 14th. Why?
It's ironic to hear folks on the left argue that this is blatantly unconstitutional. You saw Biden issue executive order after executive order that was clearly out of step with the law and with precedent. And what was their answer? Their answer was, we're allowed to test it. And there's some accuracy to that. They can test the limits of the law and refine it.
Yeah, they tested the limits of the law in a number of other cases that was decided eventually. They were wrongly decided. And they may be others that somewhere in the future are tested, and they may also be then decided at that time they are wrongly decided. But this has never actually even been in front of the Supreme Court. You've never had a Supreme Court case dealing specifically with this situation. Before, there had a case in the 1880s that had to do with somebody who was a foreign-born, who became an American citizen. You had the cases of the American Indians, the Native Americans. They were actually under the jurisdiction of their local residents, where their reservation. And that's one thing Tolman points out.
Subject to the jurisdiction has exceptions to it, and we know that. So this is a perfect test for the Supreme Court to actually give us guidance. What does it mean? Because it was not anticipated that it meant that everybody that stepped foot in the United States, if they had a child, that child would immediately become a citizen. So that's why we need the Supreme Court.
Yeah, if you were an ambassador from France and you came here and Mrs. Ambassador had a baby, no, that baby is a French citizen under the jurisdiction of the nation of France, even if that child were born on the property of the United States of America. And that is the whole argument that underpins this, is that we have illegals coming here in order to have babies, so that those babies will automatically become U.S. citizens. The law doesn't seem, if you read Trumbull, I think was his name.
Lyon Trumbull.
Who actually did some of the debates early on. He was key in this thing. He said, no, this is not what it's for.
Yeah, well, anchor babies lead to chain migration, which continues to, the whole system needs to be revised. But right now, we do have the laws, and the laws need to be enforced. And you're right, subject to the jurisdiction thereof has never really been adjudicated, especially at the highest level of the courts.
And particularly not with this level of individuals who are clearly coming here in order to make sure their children are U.S. citizens. That's not the way it's supposed to work. 6:43, a man who never works the way he's supposed to work because somehow always gets the job done. It's Chuck Whitaker.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
My limited ability, public school education. I mean, come on now.
Well, a lot of good things can be done with smoke and mirrors, folks.
Yeah, that's true. That's what it says on one of these signs over here in the office. Chuck Whitaker, 40 years, smoke and mirrors. That's a long time ago now. The northbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel, that's slow. You're coming out of the tube northbound, and then there's a tractor trailer that was broken down as you're starting up the hill towards the area of the Boston Street ramp and up towards O'Donnell Street. So it's a single lane right now. They're protecting the right side of the roadway behind that tractor trailer. So usually we don't have a problem northbound, but today you will until you come out of the tunnel, and then after you clear that scene, you're okay. Now, both the tunnels southbound starting to fill in, and I would say O'Donnell Street east, Eastern Avenue South on 895 and now 95. It looks like we're busy from the top of the hill at the Keith Avenue ramp. Nothing out of the ordinary there, but the normal backups have arrived. The wreck on the Capitol Beltway involved a Metro bus, so we don't know if we have injuries there or not, but we have accident activity both sides of the roadway. Prince George's County, the outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue. And there's a pretty good sized backup right now coming up from the ramp area at the BW Parkway and moving north on the ramp eventually up to College Park. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny today and mild, 56, but it's going to be a little windy, so that'll drop the temperature, feel more like 50, and then those winds will last overnight. And tomorrow, cooling down a little bit, sunny and 46, and then we get rain on Friday. Clear, 38 in Arnold, 37 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
I like to see a man of advancing years throwing caution to the wind. It's inspiring in a way.
Advancing years. Watch your mouth.
Better than receding years, I suppose.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, receding is right.
Remember Valentine's Day? You'd get those little candied hearts.
Yeah.
They're called sweethearts.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
they have little messages on
little
them.
Sayings on them, like, get lost.
Yeah. I never got one of those.
No, I got a lot of those. I was like Charlie Brown. I got a rock.
You got a lot of interesting messages on yours. Well, now they're turning the candy into just not these, you know, sort of meaningless messages anymore. Now you can really do stuff with them.
For over 100 years, the phrases on sweethearts have been sweet but frivolous. But this year, the Marry Me Heart is legally binding. Do you take Sarah to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Wait, what?
The move-in heart means you better get packing. Sweethearts Commitment Hearts. This isn't a joke. Seriously. Go to sweetheartscandies.com to make them real.
There's always an angle, right? So be careful what you get in your sweetheart candies this year for Valentine's Day. Hot Ones is launching a new Swicy Honey Roasted Nut Line. Sweet and spicy. That's the combination.
Right.
Swicy.
Swicy.
Mm-hmm.
Swicy. Right. Swicy.
You know, I actually got one of those hearts one time and said scram on it.
Did you really?
You think, what? Scram.
Which reminds me of there's a place, Joey Chew's, here in town, that you can get two kinds of fortune cookies. You get the clean version and you get the not so clean version.
Oh, really?
you got to ask for them, but they are hilarious. They're a little bit salty, as they say. A little salty, as they say. But they are funny. It kind of reminds me. That'll be an X for sweethearts. Social media's a buzz over the new collab teased by Don Julio and Popeyes. Just in time for the big game, the official wing of watching football and the official tequila of the Super Bowl teamed up for an unexpected fusion of flavors. Popeyes X Tequila Don Julio Championship lineup menu includes booze-infused eats for fans 21 and up. So you got reposado-flavored concha chicken, and that, of course, you've got the reposado-flavored Louisiana garlic, three-piece wings, so the alcohol burns off.
I'm saying that by the time you cook that, you may have the flavor, but there's none of the kick.
Yeah.
There's no alcohol to speak of, unless you get, like, Bananas Foster and tell him don't bother flaming it.
You know? Could do something about alcohol.
Right. Yes. One wonders as to the intelligence of some of these illegal aliens that are getting into the country. Out in Las Vegas, apparently, a Las Vegas ice cream truck is being mistaken for ice. They see ice the cream. Word ice on ice cream, and they run for the hills.
And they call it ice cream.
If you go to a convenience store, they have the big machine outside that says ice on it.
The ice cream truck is outside.
I was going to just buy myself something.
Help me. Help me, Jesus, help me.
Is a classic.
That's marvelous.
Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate
right,
that.
Gee, adios.
649, Terrell and Owings Mills is on the line.
Hey, look. Hey, you know things is going bad for Trump when Pete Hashtag goes and Donald Trump told him, say, how dry I am. Hey, look, he's turning down AA. You know, and Pete, he's going after all the programs when he know he needs Social Security and Medicare to get anything done. You know, he knows that if
Terrell, if I might, hold on a second. Terrell, hold on. Terrell, take a breath, for God's sake. Terrell. All right,
Terrell. See, I mean, you know, you try to have a serious dialogue with Terrell, and he's just the most unserious individual that calls into these programs. It really is amazing. Again, Medicare and the Social Security and SNAP. And student loans are not affected by the pause. They're just not. Those are the facts. I know Terrell lives in an alternative world, but those are the facts. Now, Medicaid, this is interesting. They're not affected either for individual benefits, but maybe we'll play some of this tomorrow. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders of Arkansas is asking the president for a waiver or a workaround the Medicaid laws so that she can require Arkansans to work in order to receive. Mm-hmm. Able-bodied individuals would need to work in order to receive their Medicaid funding.
Well, that sounds reasonable to me, as well as it sounds reasonable to say if you're collecting benefits from the government of any kind, then same deal. Yeah. You know, if it's on the government dole.
And I'm not saying Social Security. You've already worked for that.
Yeah.
Medicare, these aren't entitlement programs. You've already worked and paid into that. And these are the true entitlement programs where if you're able-bodied, you should have to work for it so you're not living off the largesse of the taxpayers. Tim Kyle will come out and fix that heat right now if you need them. And, of course, there's two things to this. One, if your heat isn't working, obviously you need them ASAP. Two, your heat might not be working all that efficiently. You know, you might be getting the heat, but it's costing you a lot more to deliver it because your system, whether it's a forced air or whether it's a heat pump, whatever it is not been maintained properly, or it's just maybe it's starting to age and shows signs of it age. Tim Kyle will fix it for you. Of course, they formerly and still do great electric work, but they've branched out now into the HVAC world as well, so they bring that same commitment and dedication to that as well. So call Tim Kyle today. Tell him we told you to call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or timkylecompany.com.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, Talk Radio 680 WCVM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
And one of our fantastic listeners called in, said there's a wreck near the airport in Westminster on Route 97. I looked at some of the data, and it's showing pretty much red right there. So that's pretty much stopped at that point, right at the airport in Westminster on Route 97. So heads up locally there. We're still slow coming out of the old Harbor Tunnel. It's a broken down vehicle that was crowding the right side of the roadway immediately north of the tunnel. The vehicle now is just being cleared out, and we're opening up the other lane now. So that will go away pretty quickly on the northbound side. Both the tunnels southbound with some backing now as you're coming south from O'Donnell Street, both on 95 and 895. Beltway west side is already filled in on the outer loop at 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feed Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feed Store. Head over to goodfeed.com to schedule your appointment today.
Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny and a high of 56. Winds could be gusty, dropping that temperature a little bit. Feels like 50. Those winds will continue overnight. Cool things down tomorrow. Sunny and 46 right now. Clear 36 in Ellicott City, 37 in Middle Rivers. Yesterday we talked about Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown issuing the quote-unquote guidance for how to deal with cooperating or not with federal immigration authorities here in the state of Maryland. The Baltimore director of the field office of ICE, Matt Elliston, who's been a guest on the show on a frequent basis, gave an interview to Fox 45 yestaday. And seeing as that Obama was known as the deporter in chief, seeing as that Biden was deporting illegal aliens, not quite in the numbers that we're now seeing under the Trump administration, but the last three administrations have deported illegal aliens. Yeah. So now all of a sudden we get these recommendations, if you will, on how local jurisdictions should really think twice before cooperating with the feds. Matt Ellison says this is nothing but politics.
It seems more politically motivated than legal guidance to me.
And that's exactly what it is. And he says, again, that the guidance, really, these are just recommendations. They're not binding by law.
This is guidance, and that's a recommendation. He feels that we shouldn't. The one thing I will say is, if I'm working trying to arrest MS-13 members and I'm trying to reach out to a local county gang unit, so your recommendation is that we don't work with a county gang unit to try to make the area safer? That seems like bad public policy and terrible for public safety.
Yeah, and Elliston makes the point that here Anthony Brown, the Attorney General of the state of Maryland, is handcuffing the wrong people, ICE agents, and not the evil gangbangers here in the country or here in the state illegally.
It just takes our handcuffs off to arrest those violent offenders who just happen to be by one of those areas. We don't want that person running into a school. God knows what they would do.
Look, my observation on this is, in Chicago, they're finally getting the message from the citizens of Chicago that they are unhappy with the amount of money Chicago is spending on illegal aliens that should be spent instead on making the schools better, making their streets safer. Right. Same in New York. They spend billions of dollars in New York. And again, they're saying, how do we get this money back that we've been spending on illegal aliens so we can use it for better playgrounds, for better schools, for an ending of a number of other things?
Yeah, the media's out there reporting that there are being children in schools are being swept up in these raids. Churches are being violated. You got the Maryland Quakers now suing the Trump administration because they've been authorized to go into houses of worship. And this is what Elston says the priority for ICE is.
The worst go first. We are grabbing the worst people we can find. Yesterday, we grabbed somebody who's wanted for homicide in El Salvador. Today, we arrested yet another child molester. The Baltimore field office leads the country in the number of sex offenders arrested. Right? We're not deviating from that.
And Rebecca Pryor, the Fox 45 reporter, asked Ellison about all this focus on schools and churches. And this was a fascinating exchange.
So to be clear, since that executive order went into effect, you have not been in any schools in Maryland?
No, we have not been in any schools. We have not targeted any children. It is the most wild misconception I've heard in my almost 20 years in this job.
But you're hearing random reports and people are calling you saying...
I'm getting them every day. Every day I'm on the phone with county executives and legislators asking the questions because that's what they're being told. I got forwarded an email from one of our county executives alleging that we were on an elementary school campus interviewing children. We weren't even in that county that day.
Yeah, so this is more misinformation, disinformation by the radical left and some of these county executives, some of these superintendents of schools. Look, for a guy like Walter Martinez that was in a classroom, mm-hmm. MS-13, who was charged but had not been, the DNA didn't come back yet. Remember, he was with the in these classrooms. I can understand wanting to go into a school. And extract that individual out of there. But they're not raiding schools and churches looking for illegals. They're going after the worst of the worst first and making sure if they have to go into a school or a church to get that individual, so be it. But they're not conducting raids in these areas.
Talking with an acquaintance of mine yesterday, and they said that ICE would be perfectly welcome to come into their house and go into their teenage son's room, if only to find the dirty clothes that he's left there for the last 6 or 7 months. So, I mean, there are those who are more willing to have ICE come visit, I guess. It was obviously a tongue-in-cheek thing.
Yeah, well, we've got a major problem, and we've seen it through the Tren de Aragua, through MS-13, from the Latin Kings, the 18th Street Gang. There are literally thousands, if not millions, of gangbangers in this country. And yeah. Really, ICE really should up the number right now. You probably need a lot more, and I think Tom Holman referenced that recently. Yep. All right, coming up next at the 7 o'clock news, Caroline Levitt's debut. What do you think of that? Also, the long knives are out for Trump cabinet nominees RFK Jr., Tulsi, and Cash.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Being cast as one of President Trump's more controversial cabinet nominations, and today the nominee takes the hot seat on Capitol Hill.
The president tapped former Democrat Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the Department of Health and Human Services, and he's sure to face some scrutiny over his record on vaccines and abortion. Former Vice President Mike Pence is urging his fellow Republicans to vote no on RFK Jr., and ahead of the hearing, Caroline Kennedy described her cousin as a predator who is addicted to power. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Biden White House didn't really seem to know what was going on, but from the Trump White House, getting some answers about the swarm of drones spotted repeatedly late last year.
The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons.
What kind of research? What other reasons? We don't know, but quoting Trump Press Secretary Caroline Levitt, this was not the enemy. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has been invited to the White House next week.
The visit comes as the United States is pressuring Israel and Hamas to continue a ceasefire that has paused the 15-month war in Gaza. The meeting would be a chance for Netanyahu to remind the world of long support he's received from Trump over the years. Netanyahu likely to encourage Trump not to hold up weapons deliveries the way the Biden administration did.
Correspondent John Scott. The Trump administration offering buyouts to federal workers in a bid to trim the size of the federal workforce, currently numbering more than 2 million employees. And a federal judge has temporarily halted a Trump plan to freeze federal loans and grants pending a review of government spending. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are 1 point higher. NASDAQ futures up 85. S&P futures better by 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, every 10 minutes on the threes, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather.
Pretty much recovered now from that broken-down vehicle that was coming out of the northbound Old Harbor Tunnel, and it was blocking the right lane there for a while. So it looks like now we're back in business there. There could be just some little bit of slowing for the traffic on the northbound side. But for right now, definitely a recovery as you're heading out. Now, both the tunnels southbound are now backed up to and around the area of O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue on 895, and 95 is slowing at the O'Donnell Street ramp. All of that is the typical buildup right now for the traffic southbound. A little slow in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The wreck near the airport in Carroll County on Route 97, there is road blockage there. Had a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Both sides of the roadway affected. Outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a windy day ahead of the cold front. Cooler weather on the way tomorrow behind that cold front. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, gusts as high as 45 miles an hour today. 56 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Essex has 39 degrees. Aberdeen has 36 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The parent company of Cash App has agreed to pay the various states some $80 million totally in a settlement to resolve violations involving bank secrecy and anti-money laundering laws. According to the Maryland Department of Labor, Block Incorporated will pay the state, our state, about $1.6 million, and it has agreed to hire an independent consultant to review the comprehensiveness and effectiveness of its safeguard program and submit a report to the states within 9 months. Family, friends, and neighbors gathered for a Tuesday night vigil to remember an 11-year-old girl who was murdered in Middle River. London Olson found dead in her home on Firehorn Road last week. Her mother has been charged with killing her. Those attending the vigil say London was a sweet girl whose life was tragically cut short. 34-year-old Kiana Dillon is charged with first-degree murder and will undergo a mental evaluation. And a Quaker organization from the Baltimore area and four others are suing the Trump administration over its police and policies that allow ICE to enter houses of worship to carry out immigration raids. It's 7:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, your pick 3, 152, your pick 4, 5715. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barrowy today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens bringing their second former defensive coordinator back into the fold, hiring Chuck Pagano yesterday as their senior secondary coach. Pagano had been the team's D coordinator in 2011, as Dean Pease had been in 2012. Pagano was a frequent guest on the Pat McAfee show on ESPN and had this to say about the Ravens' defense down the stretch.
This is this thing's turning into a juggernaut again.
Yeah.
I mean, with the offense the way it is, now they got this thing fixed on the other side. You don't want to see this group.
Coach Pagano. Orioles news, team avoiding arbitration and signing super utility infielder Jorge Mateo to a one-year deal with a 2026 option. Mateo played only 68 games a year ago before an elbow injury sidelined him and knocked him out in July for the remainder of the year. But they're hoping to get something like this from Mateo in 2025.
Jorge Mateo, in the air to left, the ball's out of here. That's a home run in 30 out of 30 ballparks.
And it was at Camden Yards, that one against the Yanks in an early season game. Coming up at 7:35, a rare admission from Eric DaCosta. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs. Cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. We got some mass deportation numbers to share with you here. The long knives are out for Trump cabinet nominees, RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, and Kash Patel. Top story here, though, today is the debut of the new White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt.
Wow, what a rock and roll star she was. This is her first time up at that podium, Sean, and she's had, you know, obviously some exposure to the media in the past, but she handled the White House press room brilliantly with a couple of changes. They've added a couple of seats in the front row.
Which was reserved for White House press staff, but now it's going to go to a new media, alternative media.
And that is, rather specifically, those two prime seats right in the front, those are going to be for new media, people who have not been represented.
Podcasters, social media influencers, talk show hosts, et cetera.
Yeah, so, I mean, that to me, that's a very interesting and a worthwhile change. There's also an acknowledgement that the swap media is simply coming into that room with a bias, and that you have to be able to fight your way through that bias in some fashion. She'll still call on folks in the swamp media and answer their questions rather directly. However, she's not going to be afraid to go to a talk show host or a podcaster or somebody from one of the, quote, new media.
Yeah, she called on Turning Point USA yesterday during the press conference. The room was packed. It hasn't been that crowded since the first Trump term.
Absolutely. She began, and something we touched on briefly last hour, she began with news that made us kind of scratch our heads a bit.
Before I turn to questions, I do have news directly from the President of the United States that was just shared with me in the Oval Office from President Trump directly, an update on the New Jersey drones. The drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy.
He's been lying to you the whole time.
Yeah, he has. That's Joe Biden. He has simply not been telling the truth. There's no reason Joe Biden or Corinne Jean-Pierre could not have said that at any time during the tail end of their administration, when day after day people are saying, what the hell are these drones? I don't know.
Well, do you remember going back to when we were talking about the drones? The FAA denied that they were theirs.
Right.
The FAA said, no, we don't have any drones over New Jersey. So either they were lying then, or the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. But Trump promised transparency. I mean, again, what kind of research and testing? And why wouldn't you say that to the American public to put their concerns at ease? You let them twist in the wind for weeks, if not a month or so, with all these drones going over the skies.
And there's nothing you can do but scratch your head and say, for example, why could they have not done this during the day? Why could they have not not let the public know ahead of time if the FAA was going to do some kind of testing that they thought was reasonable, rational testing to do, or if they're going to schedule in the evening, say, we were going to schedule in the evening because there's less flight traffic coming in and out of Newark, and we want to make sure we're not in anybody's flight path. I mean, there are ways it could have been handled openly and frankly without saying, oh, we're testing high secret stuff. I mean, all you have to do is tell us something where, you know, we may be paranoid, but of course we may be right at the same time. So more from her, because she was a rock star. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. First, so at 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, here he is, a man who doesn't know the meaning of the word drone.
Except when he drones on.
Yeah. Chuck Whitaker.
All right. Here's what you're going to get. Here's the Johnny Walker special. I-97, you're clear at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker. No.
No, we like the specific details.
Yes. 50-some years ago, I ran that by him. He didn't like it. He was pissed for a couple days.
I bet he was.
Big wreck outside of Cambridge now. Several vehicles involved. Route 50 apparently closed now in Cambridge around the area at Route 16. So that's east of the river, and that's a big wreck, Dorchester County. Just got word of that. First, the eastbound side was closed, and now they're saying the westbound side is closed. Just checked through Annapolis. Still okay. Running fine. No problems this morning at Road Boulevard. Everybody's open there. And then from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97, the lanes are good. Very minor buildups. Just starting now. I-97 southbound will start to fill in after the ramps at Route 32. Carroll County at the airport in Westminster, there was the wreck there on Route 97. All the normal delays in and around the Beltway. Nothing major yet on the JFX, and there are delays, heavy traffic south, but with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. Capitol Beltway earlier with the wreck on the outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be a mild day today, sunny and 56, but the winds could drop it down a few more like 50, but still much better than the alternative, which was a couple of weeks ago, was 20 degrees. Winds overnight, tomorrow sunny and 46. The rain comes in on Friday right now. 37 and clear in Glen Burnie, 35 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, President Trump has been subjected to more manufactured fake news, hoaxes than any other president in history. It hasn't gotten any better in the second term. Senators Chris Murphy and Congresswoman Jasmine offer a Rocker Crockett. And other media outlets like DNCBS News claim that Trump's directive to pause radical, wasteful government spending means an end to Medicaid, food assistance, and other individual assistance programs. The fact is, individual federal assistance programs such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, SNAP, and other important programs are explicitly excluded, as was made clear by White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, who hit it out of the park yesterday.
3,500 arrests ICE has made so far. How many have a criminal record versus those who are just in the country illegally?
All of them, because they illegally broke our nation's laws and therefore they are criminals.
She's no KJP. More like Kaylee and Sarah. Her first press briefing was strong. She deals in facts, not liberal propaganda. We have been lied to for so long. Hand. Raise your hand. Be polite. Or she won't. Kicking butt and taking names.
So good, so good, so good.
She's not inclined to let reporters play their games.
Jim Gossett, two S's, two T's, and Sweet Caroline. She was really impressive yesterday. Didn't need binders. Here's a woman that you know was actually talking to the president. She knows his policy. She's been around him for quite some time, and just very impressed by Caroline Leavitt yesterday in the way she handled herself. President Trump also signed executive orders restricting child mutilation across America. The DOJ was also ordered to pursue litigation to end the sinister practice of mutilating minors, delivering yet on another campaign promise. You want to get to the age of 18 and do whatever you want to do? Transition? That's up to you.
You're an adult. That's on you, yep.
But if you're a minor, that is not going to be done with federal dollars and in federal facilities. How about this? Trump is offering millions of federal workers buyouts if they resign by February 6th.
Or accept the deal by February 6th.
Yeah, accept the deal by February 6th. And, of course, that means you get 8 months' pay and full benefits until for 8 month period. That's the buyout. So, you'd have to resign.
If you have 10% of the employees say yes to that, that's a significant number of individuals. And then you don't replace all 10%. You replace only those who are necessary to be replaced, and you begin to chip away at the size of government.
That's a business solution.
Yeah.
You know, and that's unlike anything else we've heard in government. Trump's DOJ goes scorched earth in firing more than a dozen partisan whack jobs and working on persecutor Jack Smith's team. Of course, Eric Holder had a meltdown because one of those was Molly Gaston, one of his proteges. And Trump U.S. Attorney Ed Martin. Ed has been a frequent guest here with us in the past. He initiated a probe into Biden U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves' unlawful use of the 1512C2 obstruction charge to lock up J6ers. So good for Ed. Mm-hmm. He's obviously a great guy, knows his stuff. The number of attempted illegal border crossings has plunged. Listen to this. In the first week of Trump's second term, border crossings are down 95%. We're talking about 200 a day trickling in at these border crossings like Del Rio Sector, Eagle Pass, whatever. 200. Back at the height of the Biden regime, it was 10, 11,000.
A day.
A day.
Yeah.
200. Okay, so this is what happens when you put the National Guard and you get serious about defending our border. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has immediately revoked disgraced General Mark Milley's security detail and security clearance. Sean Duffy was confirmed yesterday, getting 78 votes in the affirmative as the Secretary of Transportation. He immediately struck down the Biden CAFE standards, which was trying to get rid of gasoline-powered cars and push us all into EVs. And finally, can someone please primary Lindsey Graham? Maybe it'll be Nancy Mace, I'm not sure. But he says Trump needs to be investigated for pulling John Bolton's security. Lindsey Graham. Please, somebody primary this guy and get rid of him once and for all. That's the way it went down. Day 10 of the Trump second term.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
721, Vinny Steele, he is speaking of the golden age of real estate might be just around the corner as well. And if you're thinking about selling your home and not quite sure, you know, if who you want to list with, let me just recommend Vinny for a number of reasons. One, he's got all these programs that he has in his arsenal, besides the fact he's got the database of tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to buy your home. That's the most important. And the Vinny Steele guarantee, that's the main reason. But he's got the trade your home trade in your home program, much like you would trade in a car. He'll give you all the details on that. There's this sell your home, stay in your home program for up to 12 months. So you can sell it, peace of mind, knowing you got a year to find out, where else you want to go. Or, you find out, look where else you might want to live once your home is sold. And third is the fixer-upper. You know, a lot of people don't want to deal with having to fix up their home before they sell it. Vinny has a program for that as well. So just call Vinny, 410 609-709-7515. He'll explain all the details of his programs, and he'll sell your home guaranteed. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty company, 410-709-7515.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
It's time to listen to you, the listeners. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. Baltimore is listening.
7:23 right now, Wednesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Both the harbor tunnels with delays, heavy traffic only, but everybody's moving. The 895 run now is right around Urban Avenue and the Eastern Avenue Bridge. It's going into the tunnel. It's coming out of the tunnel, which is always good news. On the south side at Child Street, and then the northbound traffic definitely back to normal from some earlier problems there. 95 now is going to back up beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, so that slowing is going to go back towards Moravia Road. From that into the Toll Plaza, through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 20 to 25 minutes to clear all that with the lanes open. Several big problems on the Capitol Beltway. Another new wreck, outer loop on the shoulder at Route 29. That backs up back to 95, outer loop at Kenilworth. Big delays there. They had vehicles on both sides of the roadway, and delays went all the way back, almost back, to Route 214 in Prince George's County. Big wreck near Cambridge. Route 50 is affected, both east and westbound on the eastern shore, and a wreck earlier near the airport in Westminster heads up there on Route 97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and mild today, 56, but it's going to be windy. Dropping that temperature a little bit, feels like 50, but that wind continues tonight. Going to cool things down tomorrow. It'll be sunny and 46, rain coming in on Friday. 37 under sunny skies in Owings Mills, 36 in Baltimore. Dave is in Catonsville.
Morning, David.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just offer a clarification on your drone story. If you listen again to it, the FAA is authorizing them, authorizing people to use the drones. The FAA themselves are not using the drones. The question should be is, who are they authorizing them to, and for what purpose?
Right. I mean, this is so. But the FAA had knowledge that they either it was their drones or they authorized the drones of somebody else. And initially, they denied knowing having any knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was my point. So once again, in comes Trump, and we start getting transparency. Now I'm getting emails are saying that no, they're extraterrestrials. They're UAPs now.
Yeah.
The government is still lying to us. But, Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
I think that'd be so cool, actually. Because if they're extraterrestrials, if they're flying around, they could have destroyed us by now, because obviously the technology is light years ahead of ours. So the fact that they haven't, that's kind of good news.
So here's a question I have for you.
Yeah.
You can only have one. Okay?
Okay.
You can only have one. You can find out what really happened to JFK. You can find out the entire client list of Jeffrey Epstein, or the truth about UFOs?
What JFK.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, that government has been lying for a long, long time. So I just, maybe the details are obviously going to shock a lot of people, but I just think they've lied to us about that.
Well, yeah, I think that they've clearly lied to us about that. Yeah. I've never, since day one, I remember where I was at the time. It was specifically where I was, what I was doing. I was in high school. I was in a science class. I had a Bunsen burner in front of me, and the announcement came over. I remember specifically where I was. I remember the conversation I had with my dad after that. So what happens now? I've never been through this as a kid.
For me, I'd rather have the client list of Jeffrey Epstein, because I think this problem is tip of the iceberg, what we do to children in this country with the sex trafficking, the human trafficking, people in power. Many of these are predators. They're pedophiles. I want to basically rid the earth of these individuals. And I think that's, to me, that's the most important. But the UFO thing, I don't know if I want to know if we have company in the universe.
And nobody asked Carolyn Leavitt that question yesterday, perhaps in the next press conference. She said, was questioned rather harshly. It's interesting because all of a sudden reporters have learned how to interrupt because that's something that happened a lot yesterday. And she handled it very, very well. She was asked about how dare Donald Trump fire these inspector generals.
It is the belief of this White House and the White House counsel's office that the president was within his executive authority to do that. He is the executive of the executive branch, and therefore he has the power to fire anyone within the executive branch that he wishes to. There's also a case that went before the Supreme Court in 2020, Scala Law LLC versus the Customs Bureau Protection. I would advise you to look at that case, and that's the legality that this White House was resting on.
Period. All right. Which is a pretty comprehensive answer. Interestingly, there were only two times in the entire press conference where she looked at her notes. So one of them was to read a specific passage from a bill or from an executive order. I forget which it was. So in other words, the whole thing was her thinking on her feet, understanding the issues completely and thoroughly, and telling folks the truth. Now, to be fair, Kristen, skip the next cut. We were at the cut after that. Leavitt said that this is going to be a big contrast from the last person to stand behind that podium.
I commit to telling the truth from this podium every single day. I commit to speaking on behalf of the President of the United States. That is my job. And I will say it's very easy to speak truth from this podium when you have a president who is implementing policies that are wildly popular with the American people, and that's exactly what this administration is doing. It's correcting the lies and the wrongs of the past 4 years, many of the lies that have been told to your faces in this very briefing room. I will not do that.
She said, I will tell the truth. Zing to Karine Jean-Pierre.
All right, Rescue, speaking of the truth, if you're looking for a way to improve your overall health, to maintain your health, if you've fallen off the health resolution bandwagon for the moment, then head over to res-q.life. That's Rescue, res-q.life, and participate in the health survey. It takes about 5 minutes. I've taken it, and it really is helpful in identifying the goals, whether you want to lose weight or get better sleep or start an exercise program. Or eat better, eat more nutritiously, whatever they are. It'll help you identify those goals and then help you to get there. And sometimes you do need the help of some natural supplementation as well. And you can save up to 50% on those that have been identified to help you for your specific health goals. So that's res-q.life. Go there today. Take the health survey and take advantage of that premium offer on some Rescue Natural supplements. res-q.life. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. And here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks says a Trump administration order directly agencies to withhold federal funding to states would devastate hardworking Marylanders. A federal judge has put the administration plan on hold until at least this coming Monday. There is no indication yet on whether the funding freeze will move forward. In a statement, Alsobrooks says countless people have called her office saying they're afraid of what the freeze would mean for their families. Senator says federal funds support local police departments that keep communities safe, hospitals that keep people alive, food programs like SNAP that feed hungry kids, veterans in need of housing after serving the nation, and more. Maryland Attorney General Anthony Brown also weighs in on this. He has joined a coalition of 22 different AGs to file a lawsuit to stop the administration from the withholding of trillions of dollars in federal assistance to the state. Parent company of Cash App has agreed to pay the state's $80 million in a settlement to resolve violations involving bank secrecy and anti-money laundering laws. According to the Maryland Department of Labor, Block Incorporated will pay the state around $1.6 million and has agreed to hire an independent consultant to review the comprehensiveness and effectiveness of its programs. And family, friends, and neighbors gathered for a Tuesday night vigil to remember an 11-year-old girl who was murdered in Middle River. Sad story. London Olson found dead in her home on Firethorn Road last week. Her mother has been charged with killing her. Those attending the vigil say London was a sweet girl whose life was tragically cut short. It's 7:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy in as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Lauderdale's from last night, 152. That's your pick three. Your pick four, 5715. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck out of Arundel County, Route 32 westbound. It's between 170 and Burns Crossing Road. And just enough of a backup there. It's kind of crowding the right lane westbound, according to the authorities there. So heads up for that. Looking at the BW Parkway, and it's slow on both sides of the roadway. Nothing reported, but heavy traffic right here at the ramps at 197 on the parkway, both north and southbound. All the delays on the Beltway right in the usual spot. In that backup on the west side, there's now a report of an accident on the outer loop on the shoulder as you're moving south of 795 down towards Liberty Road. That's just going to add to that delay. JFX, right now you're good. Clear right here at the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a windy day ahead of the cold front. Cooler weather on the way tomorrow behind that cold front. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, gusts as high as 45 miles an hour today. 56 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles making news this morning after signing infielder Jorge Mateo to a one-year deal with a 2026 option. Bird's avoiding arbitration in the process. Contract is reportedly worth $3.5 million. Meanwhile, Mike Elias met the media via Zoom yesterday discussing what he hopes to accomplish with Adam Jones now as his special advisor.
To me, a part of us continuing to build out this organization to be a first-rate, first-class organization and a representative of Baltimore in Major League Baseball.
Also, Jones meeting the media via Zoom yesterday on what he wants to accomplish.
I love the game. I love being around it. And I think this is a terrific opportunity for me to stop giving my thoughts to the world and just give my thoughts to Mike and the organization.
Ravens moving ahead with their 2025 plans, bringing back former defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano, this time as senior secondary coach. And on that note, a rare admission by an NFL GM. We're talking about Eric DaCosta, talking about the team's ill-fated acquisition of safety Eddie Jackson.
You know, probably I failed because this was a guy that didn't really want to accept his role as a backup safety and a special teamer. And I understand that. I really do. It was a good value for us to get him the way we did. And I think sometimes if I'm guilty of mistakes, it's finding value, but not always considering how that player is going to handle the situation he's being forced into.
Nicely said. Jackson and Marcus Williams, sort of the faces of the Ravens' defensive shortcomings through the team's first 10 games last season. On the ice last night, Caps were in Calgary for a showdown with the Flames.
Shepherd towards the goal, knocked down in front with Protas setting the screen. Follow-up! Dubois scores! Pierre-Luc Dubois!
He did indeed. Joe B. with the call on Monumental. Luke Dubois with goal number 11. Got the Caps started on their way to a 3-1 win over Calgary. Logan Thompson steers aside 32 shots between the pipes. On the hardwood, Wizards are back home tonight and put their 14-game losing streak on the line. They host the Raptors at 7 p.m. The Wiz 2 losses away from matching their 16-game losing streak that lasted the month of November and into December. And finally, high school rivals Loyola and Calvert Hall both have hired new head football coaches. The Don's hiring Rich Holzer, who won an MIAA championship at Mount St. Joe in 2019 and a state championship at Calvert at Northern Calvert in 21. And the Cardinals, meanwhile, hiring Ty Ward, who takes over for Josh Ward, no relation, who stepped down in December after four seasons. The time now is 7:37. When we return, apparently NIL knows no bounds.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
So this is an interesting story. We talk about NIL and what it's done to the college game all the time, basketball, football, etc. This is a high school quarterback out of Alabama by the name of Trent Seaborn. Apparently, he's one of the top recruits in the country. 16 years old. He's a dishwasher. That's what he does. He's a part-time dishwasher. That's how he makes money. Anyway, his dad opened up a piece of mail the other day, and in that piece of mail was a letter from a football trading card company that was offering the 16-year-old kid a seven-figure NIL deal that he could take if he wanted. But the catch was NIL is not allowed in the state of Alabama. So he would have to move to another state to play high school football and therefore get the seven-figure NIL deal. This is a 16-year-old kid.
In high school?
Yeah, high school.
So the NIL, but high schools, I don't think, have NIL.
Well, they don't have it in Alabama at all.
Right.
Okay,
but they have it in other states where you can say accept money in high school?
That's what I'm saying. And so he was asked to move to another state to play for another high school.
For a minimum of $1 million.
For a seven-figure deal, right, a trading card company. Anyway, he declined.
Oh, my goodness.
He declined because he had allegiance to his high school and his high school coach, and he did not accept the offer. So kudos to him. But it does beg the question, though. If that were offered to you, Sean, or you, Bruce, what would you do?
I'd move.
$1 million.
I'm sorry, I'd move.
The kid was dishwashing, for crying out loud.
Wow.
Having spent an entire summer washing pots and pans in a resort,
look,
I would have moved.
Gary, it's already been established, you'd move for a lot less.
Well, I did. I came here. How you lured me here, Sean.
I have my talents.
It's the bane of my existence.
It was the prospect of being able to work with Sean Casey on a daily basis.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Sorry, yeah, that's incredible. Yeah,
there are good schools in other parts of the country.
Apparently there are. Yeah.
Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate it. 7:39. Wow. So right now, as of this moment, only 5 Trump cabinet officials have been confirmed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, CIA Director John Ratcliffe, the Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent, and the Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Still awaiting confirmation, Pam Bondi. Today there's going to be a hearing because the Democrats put a hold on her nomination. That's why it's delayed a week.
Yep.
Now, the committee that she's before, the Republicans, hold a 12-10 majority, so she should be recommended for a floor vote. So that could happen any day now. But there's a lot of odds that had confirmation hearings have been, like Doug Burkham, and of course, Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, waiting her vote. Howard Lutnick, Secretary of Commerce, waiting his vote. But the big ones today and this week are RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, and Kash Patel.
Mm-hmm.
Of those three, which one do you think is going to be the most difficult to get confirmed?
Tulsi.
Yes. And we'll tell you why in just a moment. Now, not to say that RFK Jr. is going to be easy, because right now you got Caroline Kennedy, okay, his blood relative, saying that he is a predator who's addicted to power. The Kennedy Democrat machine threatened by RFK's and embracing and endorsing Donald Trump. So his own family is calling him a predator. Mike Pence, I think, put the nail in his coffin of irrelevance with his opposition to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Taking big pharma money is the traitor, Mike, to oppose RFK Jr. Now, RFK Jr.'s got two hearings, one today, one tomorrow.
I'm sorry, I'm chuckling because, so you have JFK, you had RFK, you have Teddy Kennedy, and now you have all who lusted after power. You had, what was her name she ran for governor here?
Kathleen Kennedy Townsend.
Right? But now you have Caroline Kennedy saying, uniquely among the Kennedys, this guy he's the only one, apparently.
Well, if you're going to call somebody a predator, it would have to be Senator Splash.
Yes.
That's the real predator in the family.
Waitress family, or waitress sandwich, right?
Yeah, with Chris exactly.
That's amazing.
I think Kash Patel is, I think he's got the votes. Mm-hmm. I think he's got the votes. They're not happy about it, but he's got the votes. And that brings us to Tulsi Gabbard. So the long knives are out. Toxic Rhino Senator Susan Collins may derail Tulsi Gabbard's confirmation as Director of National Intelligence. Apparently, of course, she's part of the Senate Intel Committee. And that, again, you need to have a strong recommendation coming out of that committee. And if you don't, you go down in flames. You get one vote. It's 9-8. So you lose one Republican vote, and the nomination is scuttled. But now they're bringing out she was allegedly part of the Science of Identity Foundation when she was 19. And she was... apparently a person that got pulled into a cult, according to her parents, were dabbling into this cult. She was 19 now. This is a Iraq War veteran. So now this is the intelligence community, folks. Make no mistake about it. This is in the intelligence community trying to make sure Tulsi Gabbard gets nowhere near reforming the intelligence community. So they're going to pull out all the stops. So she's not a slam dunk. She's going to be a little bit in trouble. And finally, we find out that Tom Tillis is the one behind the scenes that took Pete Hegseth's ex-sister-in-law in the 11th hour and ran a hit piece affidavit on Pete Hegseth, promising her that he would scuttle the nomination. So that's another swampy Republican, yep. Tom Tillis. So that's the latest on the nominees.
Come on, 60 seconds. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News, 410-WCVM 680. Traffic and weather on the threes first, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, Big Rack Eastern Shore, outside of Cambridge. Route 50 is still blocked off in that area near Route 16, according to the information we have now. And we have delays there, of course, on both sides of the roadway. The new wreck, westbound Route 32, between 170 and Burns Crossing Road. That could maybe back up into the ramp coming up from I-97, so you want to be on the lookout for that. And then southbound I-97, you have the normal delays coming down towards the bridge at 178. That has nothing to do with the wreck on Route 32. There was some slowing around the Severn River Bridge. Might have been a slow-moving vehicle. Looks like now it's pretty much corrected itself for the traffic heading westbound through there, and the speeds are up again. But a couple of brake lights still in the right lane on the westbound side. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving today by checking your battery, your belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be sunny today and windy, 56. Those winds will continue into tonight, bringing a cold front in here. It's going to be 46 tomorrow. And then rain on Friday. Right now, 37 and sunny in Columbia. It is 38 under sunny skies in Glen Burnie. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you'll be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and a coffee mug. If Mike in Eldersburg can correctly identify the fake news story. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last.
All right. Good luck to you, sir. Here are your three stories.
Thank you.
Story one. Russian President Vladimir Putin boldly claimed that the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2022 would not have happened if Donald Trump had won the 2020 U.S. election. And Putin said he always had good relations with the current president Had that election not been stolen from him, he says he would not have invaded Ukraine. Story two, Scott Wiener, a Democrat state senator in California, is introducing legislation that would allow people to sue oil companies over the wildfires that have ravaged the state in recent weeks, even though oil companies had nothing to do with the L.A. wildfires. And story three, Pope Francis, a.k.a. the Red Pope, is criticizing President Trump for deporting illegal aliens under his mass deportation policy, reminding Trump that borders are not inclusive. Trump responded on Truth Social, "With all due respect, Pope, ever heard the gates of heaven?" Story one, Pudge says he would not have invaded had Trump not had this election stolen. Story two, California Democrat says you can sue oil companies for wildfires even though they had nothing to do with it. And story three, Trump reminds the Pope, yeah, there are gates in heaven. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
I'm going to go with the oil companies.
All right, Chuck goes for story
that
number.
That just sounds just like you going with the oil companies.
Well, he is a fossil.
I got all pumped up.
And he does fuel himself with Bailey's. Mr. Bruce.
I'm going with story number one, Russian, the Putin on Trump. I don't think he said that.
All right, Bruce goes for story one. Kristen?
Yeah, I believe number three, Trump's been pretty based on Truth Social, even more so since he's become president. And I could see number two being true. I'll go with number one. I don't know if Putin would.
Kristen goes for story one. And Mike in Eldersburg.
I'm going to go with Chuck today.
You're going to go with Chuck today?
Right.
Why today? Is today any different than any other day?
I just got a hunch today you might be right.
Okay.
I got a hunch, too, but I wear a big shirt so you can't see it.
That's right. And he rings the bell.
Hunch? What hunch? I have a hard time at the beach. I can't lay down.
They call him Quasimodo.
I'm a gifted surgeon. I can't help you with that.
I should have been off today. It's hump day.
Hump day?
You can ring my bell, Chuck. All right.
I'd like to ring your bell, believe me.
Story three did not get a single vote, and that is a fake news story. Sorry about that, Mike.
Wow.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. Yeah, stories one and two are true. Story three, Trump did not say anything about the gates of heaven to the Pope.
Yeah.
All right, so there you have it. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that.
All right.
Let's take a quick call. Denise is in Baltimore.
Hey, Denise.
Good morning, and thank you for allowing me to say what I need to say. Thank you so much. I don't know if you've seen the commercial where the boy mayor, Brandon Scott, says if you make $67,000 or less, you can get your taxes done for free. And, hey, it's your money, and we want you to keep it. But what he should add to that is it's your money. You should keep it so you can pay for the $12 a month water rate hike that's implemented, and also so you can pay for it next year, too. What do you guys think about that?
Well, that's just tip of the iceberg. By the time that Governor Moore and the Democrats in this state and Brandon Scott are done with you, it's going to be a lot more than $12 a month.
Yes, exactly.
But you're right. You can keep your money so that you can pay it to us later. I think that's basically what you're saying. Denise,
yes, sir, I am. And, guys, let me ask you a question. Why don't the citizens of Baltimore and the citizens of the state say enough? If you can't afford to buy something in your own personal life, you either get another job to bring more income in or you go without. So at what point does the citizens of Baltimore and the state say enough is enough, or do they just don't care?
They're not there yet.
Yep, eventually they will be.
They're not there yet.
They were there for the rain tax and some other stuff. Denise, it's a great
rant. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for that. 7:50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial, joins me right now. Mike is a financial planner, estate planning attorney, a master's in tax, and a four-time Amazon best-selling author. Mike, good morning, bud.
Good morning.
The market was down on Monday due to the Chinese AI app DeepSeek. Should those in their retirement years or near their retirement years include Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies in their portfolio?
Well, I mean, the DeepSeek was a little bit different. That's more the AI issues, and is it going to be cheaper to use Chinese
technology instead of American technology. But Bitcoin as part of an overall portfolio, having exposure to Bitcoin, I understand the attraction. It certainly is sexy and kind of glamorous and fun. But most people, I would say, do not want the risk associated with Bitcoin. It's been very, very volatile over the last 5 years, and going into retirement with something as volatile as Bitcoin, probably not your best interest. Maybe a better source of income, a better stream of income other than Bitcoin might be a more appropriate approach for most people.
Yeah, I would think that the downside would be pretty scary, because if you lose 25% because the market is down and the Bitcoin goes down with it, it's not that you have to regain that 25%. You now have to regain and like 33% because you're working on a new basis. You have a lower fund, yeah.
Even worse than that. And really, you know, most people going into retirement want that safety and security of a steady stream of income, and Bitcoin's not going to provide that. Having a little bit of Bitcoin exposure, maybe that makes sense just for some potential growth, but you have to be willing to accept some of the extreme volatility like you just mentioned.
Mike, thanks very much for being with us. We'll talk again next week. Folks, if you are over 55 and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement, congratulations to you. That's a great milestone to reach. Now, let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect it with a personalized retirement plan that includes a 401k x-ray to protect and grow your life savings, a tax analysis, and a plan to protect your income. Complimentary. Just call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or at ProStatusFinancial.com. Click on the Schedule a Call button on the front page to book a 15-minute phone conversation to protect your retirement. Talk. Please talk with ProStatus today. 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Keep in mind, we had two earlier accidents on the Capitol Beltway, one in Prince George's County on the outer loop on both sides of the roadway at Kenilworth Avenue. Pretty good size backup there that went back beyond the ramps of Route 50. And then on the shoulder, the other wreck on the outer loop near Route 29. So that's just adding to the normal delay before New Hampshire Avenue. The wreck at Arundel County is westbound Route 32 between 170 and Burns Crossing Road. With a delay there, we have delays at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895. Is slowing around Erdman Avenue, 95 is backed up to Moravia Road, and now a little more traffic. All the normal delays, by the way, on the Beltway, nothing out of the ordinary. JFX is slowing now between Ruxton Road and down through the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're taking a look right now at temperatures today. Going to be around 56 degrees, just glorious. However, it could be windy. Winds are 15 to 20 miles per hour. They could gust as high as 50 miles per. Right now, Pikesville has 36 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it is a bit warmer. Downtown has 37. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, it's fascinating to find out what the left is doing and how they're twisting reality in order to fit their particular goals in life. And one of the goals the left seems to have right now is making sure that as many illegals get to stay in this country as possible. Democrat consultant Maria Cardona was on Chicken Noodle News yesterday talking about the idea of having people banned from this country simply because they're here illegally.
The Biden administration, the Obama administration, the first Trump administration, the George Bush's administration, all administrations have always focused on the most violent criminals. What is going on now, though, what is really working, actually, is not necessarily the deterrence, because you're right, the numbers were already down historically. They were less when Joe Biden was in office than when Trump was in office. So it's really all for show right now.
The numbers were down. This is such a lie. The numbers were down of illegal immigrants being caught at the border because under the Biden administration, they were picking them up and flying them from a foreign country to the American city of their choice. So they didn't have to come across the border. They simply had to show up at the airport and wherever they happened to be. And Biden was very accommodating, saying, wow, listen, we can't offer you the peanuts on the flight because somebody might be allergic. But you want to go to Chicago, L.A., New York? Where are you headed now? And that's why the, quote, numbers were down. So it's a lie. One thing that she has a big problem with, and I've been looking for the video of this, Sean. I can't find it. She says it's horrible, just horrible, how families are being ripped asunder.
You also starting to have images of people, of families who are being violently separated from one another, where the person who is being taken away, the only thing that they have against them is that they are here without documents. Tom Holman said that they're focused on the most violent criminals. Today, the New York Times story said that half of the people that they arrested today did not have a criminal record. So they are being very indiscriminate.
They did have a criminal record. They were here illegally.
The only video I saw was out in Los Angeles. ICE was arresting the boyfriend of this girlfriend. Is like, you should be ashamed that she's harassing, belittling ICE. And they were very professional. They handcuffed the guy. They put him in the car. And one of the officers comes over and hands him a card and says, here, you call this number in an hour, and you'll be able to track what's happening to your boyfriend. So, I mean, that's the only video I've seen where there was any angst at all.
As Tom Holman has pointed out, there's no reason for families to be separated at all. The family is welcome to simply go to the country of origin with the person who's been kicked out of the country if they so choose. If they don't choose to, then yeah, if they're, as long as they're here legally, they stay in this country and just the illegal goes. But that is not as if the U.S. is saying, we're going to put you in a camp someplace and ship your boyfriend or your husband out of town. And they're saying, we're shipping him out of town. You want to go with? We'll make room on the plane. Otherwise, you know, it's up to you. Scott Jennings, also on the same panel on Chicken Noodle News, said, you know, what the left is missing is we voted for these deportations just this past November.
If I may, if you came into the country illegally, you're a criminal. No amount of berating me about this is going to change the fact that the American people literally just voted for this.
You're right.
They want the criminals out. They want the violent people out. And there's really not much of a controversy about it.
As he said, no amount of berating, and then immediately began to berate him, which I think is one of the funniest pieces I've heard. No amount of berating, and they waited until he was halfway through his response, and then began to berate him. It's like, oh, come on, grow up. Accept the fact that you guys are a minority. You had your way for 4 years, and we have an awful lot of illegals in this country because of your actions. They are taking jobs from legal Americans or immigrants who are here legally, and some of them are committing pretty horrible crimes. That's got to stop. That's all we're saying. That's all. More coming up during the 8 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And let me tell you, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry. They're my electrician. They serve residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, and Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting plus service and sell all generators. For all your electric and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's an act now kind of offer looking to trim the federal payroll, currently 2 million plus employees. The Trump administration is offering buyouts to any Fed who agrees by next week to leave by the end of next week.
In his push to cut the size of the federal workforce, President Trump is dangling 7 months of salary and benefits in front of any government worker who resigns by February 6th. According to a Trump administration memo, the buyout offer is described as a dignified, fair departure. Anyone who participates in the deferred resignation program will retain all pay and benefits until the end of September.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Defense Secretary Hegseth wasting no time shaking things up at the Pentagon. Among other moves, he has stripped retired Army General Mark Milley of his personal security detail and his security clearance. Milley is accused of undermining the chain of command during the first Trump administration. Israel banning U.N. relief workers from operating in the country. Israel's U.N. Ambassador Danny Danone says the ban will take effect tomorrow.
This decision was not made lightly, nor was it made quickly.
It was not a political decision. It was simply a necessary one. It follows decades of betrayal by an agency that has placed political agendas, neglect, and cover-ups over humanitarian principles.
Meanwhile, President Trump is inviting Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to visit the White House next week. Some answers from the White House about the rash of drone sightings late last year, saying they were authorized by the FAA, not something launched by an adversary. At least 17 deaths have been reported, many more injuries, a stampede at a Hindu religious festival in India. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are down 21 points, NASDAQ futures up 64. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty, and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Five.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That wreck on the eastern shore outside of Cambridge is still there, and apparently both sides of Route 50 are still closed in that area at Route 16. So there at Cambridge and east of the river, you should be on the lookout for that for the local traffic through there. The update on the wreck on Route 32 near Burns Crossing Road, that's now on the shoulder. That's easing up a little bit through there. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are there. Parkville side, inner loop through Pikesville, down the west side. JFX is slowing. Ruxton Road through the city county line. Delays on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels, and we still have the backups there. Now we see a little slowing in the construction zone. It's an active area of construction. Harford County, northbound 95. You are now slowing at Route 24, 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a windy day ahead of the cold front. Cooler weather on the way tomorrow behind that cold front. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, gusts as high as 45 miles an hour today. 56 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Dundalk has 41 degrees. Aberdeen has 36. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Family, friends, and neighbors gathered for a vigil last night to remember an 11-year-old girl who was murdered in the Middle River. London Olson was found dead in her home on Firethorn Road last week. Her mother has been charged with the killing. Those attending the vigil say London was a sweet girl whose life was tragically cut short. 34-year-old Kayana Dillon is charged with first-degree murder and will undergo a mental evaluation. A Quaker organization from the Baltimore area and four others are suing the Trump administration over its policy that allows ICE to enter houses of worship to carry out immigration raids. The Baltimore yearly meeting of the Religious Society of Friends say the police violates the First Amendment, which protects freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, and petition. And Maryland AG Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 22 attorneys in general in a lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from withholding trillions of dollars in federal assistance to states. It's 8:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers pick 3, 1, 5, 2. Your pick 4, 5, 7, 1, 5. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income. That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds taking care of business off the field yesterday, avoiding arbitration and signing Jorge Mateo to a one-year, $3.5 million deal. The O's hoping for something like this from their super utility guy.
Left field, Mateo. That ball's got a chance. That ball's gone. Another home run for Jorge Mateo.
That one came against the Cincinnati Reds, and Mateo played in only 68 games a year ago before being knocked out in July with an elbow injury. A hole the Ravens still need to fill is at punt returner, even though they filled a defensive secondary coach yesterday with Chuck Pagano. But punt returner, for all of us to see last year, was definitely a hole. The team struggled. Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
We need to get settled at punt returner. You know, that's a huge role on the team, whether it's one of the guys here right now or someone that we are able to bring in. That's an important position for us. I think you're making a good point.
And finally, this from women's college basketball. How about Tennessee head coach Kim Caldwell returning to the floor Monday night in Knoxville 1 week after giving birth to her first child, a boy? Caldwell missed just one game. The Lady Vols played South Carolina, whose head coach Dawn Staley shook her hand before the game and said afterward, quote, "Women have the strength of 10 men." And I think that is a given. Coming up at 8:35, a melee in St. Louis. And that is Stein on Sports.
That's 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs. Cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Hey, WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. A couple of bills you should know about in the Maryland General Insane Asylum that are pro-criminal. That should not surprise you. Also, what's next for ICE and the border czar Tom Homan. Top story here today, something being called the Parental Accountability Act, which has been introduced yesterday at in Annapolis by the Prince George's County Senator Joanne Benson. And this is a new bill designed to hold parents accountable, allegedly, when their children commit crimes. Benson, who represents PG County, presented the bill in front of the Judicial Proceedings Committee yesterday.
I think that DJS is miserably failing our kids.
No, I'm sorry, that's Senator Anthony Muse saying that DJS is failing, and that's the reason why Senator Benson has presented the bill.
A crucial piece of legislation aimed at fostering greater responsibility and involvement among parents in the lives of their children.
All right, so let's look at this. According to the fiscal note which is attached to the bill, it requires the juvenile court to place a child, and I use that term loosely, especially when it's a 17-year-old, who is not being detained on probation if they've committed certain violent crimes, including those with a dangerous weapon. Shouldn't that, quote, air quote, child be detained? If you've committed a violent crime with a dangerous weapon, why would you release that, air quote, child?
Yeah.
The bill also addresses children and teens who are habitually truant. As part of the probation, the court must order the DJS to create a treatment service plan. There's those wraparound services again. And under the child's parent or guardian to participate in rehabilitative services in the best interest of the child or family. Senator Benson went on to describe, hey, this is not punishment.
This legislation is not about punishing parents, but it's about empowering them to take an active role in guiding their children toward positive behavior. By allowing judges to levy fines or mandate community service for parents whose children repeatedly engage in criminal activities.
Now, Robin Salter is the regional director of Youth Defense for Maryland. That's the Office of the Public Defender. She says this bill isn't needed because, you know, she goes to court all the time, and the parents, for the most part, usually show up.
Judges do hold parents accountable, and they do issue orders. Parents are, in the truancy world, in different counties, being jailed when they don't.
But Senator Bill Folden disagreed because he says that when the parents don't show up, the case gets dismissed. Completely.
Are you aware that certain jurisdictions, probably the jurisdiction potentially where this assault that we heard about today occurred, has cases against juveniles being dismissed because they don't show up? So there's zero accountability.
So you're clearly we're speaking about the parental accountability, right? And so I think clearly the court has permission to either hold out the abeyance of the dismissal, order the parties in, issue a writ, but that's still all codified. This bill doesn't change any of that.
Well, actually, I mean, the senator is bringing forward a measure that's going to help. She's trying to facilitate another method because the program that's in place that you're speaking of apparently is failing.
I am in court with clients and their families daily, and overwhelmingly, parents are showing up with their children.
Yeah, okay. Well, then they're really bad at parenting.
Either that or there's no particular reason this should be a concern because if they're already there, they don't face any downside for this bill.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They show up knowing that there's not going to be any punishment for their, air quote, child or them. So I'm not sure if this bill's going to really achieve anything. It feels more like typical liberal feel-good legislation without any teeth.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now for some more of your typical feel-good traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, it depends on where you are.
Yes. If you're working from home, it's typical feel-good traffic.
Yeah. If you're sitting in the back of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, which is back towards Moravia Road,
not so much.
You'll be too happy for at least 25 minutes. So, you know, got to factor that in. 895 is slow. The Urban Avenue ramp, Beltway, yep, all the normal delays there. Parkville side, Interloop coming up from Liberty Road through Pikesville and down the west sides there every day. 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm looking at the backup. They're fighting the bright sunshine a little bit here and even some snow. No cover on I-97 southbound as you're going south towards Route 32 down to 178. The snowpack on the right side reflecting and bright sunshine there as well. So it's slow. Was a little bit backed up earlier at the Severn River Bridge. All of that settled back in. Want to give you a heads up in Frederick County, outside of Frederick, pretty bad wreck. It might be affecting the ramp and even the main line. It's reported at the ramp at I-70 at Route 144 right there just east of Frederick. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it's going to be sunny today and 56, and we've got some gusty winds throughout the day today, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Good to drop that temperature down to 50. Winds will last overnight. Tomorrow, sunny and 46, and the rain headed our way. Heavy rains on Friday. Right now, 39 in Parkville. It is sunny and 40 in Arnold, and time to see which Democrat will emerge from the Democrat clown EV.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, at 8:16 Wednesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again to head to the circus. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of additional left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and it's time to say bye, Jim Acosta.
You may have seen some reports about me and the show. And after giving all of this some careful consideration and weighing an alternative time slot CNN offered me, I've decided to move on.
Decided to move on because you didn't want to work midnight until 2, which, of course, probably on CNN has a viewership of 27 viewers, and they're all in airports around the country. However, he wasn't done yet. He had to have a little bit of self-congratulatory, woke nonsense attached to him leaving.
One final message. Don't give in to the lies. Don't give in to the fear. Hold on to the truth and to hope. Even if you have to get out your phone, record that message. I will not give in to the lies. I will not give in to the fear. Post it on your social media so people can hear from you too.
And of course, then the entire CNN staff, aping his woke nonsense, decided to bid him farewell in the more than appropriate fashion. Post it on your social media so that the world knows that you're as unemployed as I am. It's 8:17, Jim. Yeah. Get back in the car.
Adios, Emilio.
Yeah.
Viral Condios.
He'll show up somewhere.
Yeah. 8:17. Let's go to the phones. Barbara is in Baltimore. Good morning.
Morning, Barbara.
Good morning. I think you were talking about taxes when I called in.
Uh-huh.
But it's been a great show I've been listening to.
Thank you.
As far as the juveniles, why don't they just turn some of these empty buildings into military academies? And where they steal and carjack and all the stuff they're doing, send them there. Just don't even get the parents involved, because that's why they're out there stealing. The parents are not involved. And there isn't a program that's going to make them get involved. You got terrible parents raising these kids. They're not raising them. But anyway, as far as the taxes, which is what I was thinking when I called in, what is happening to the money from the Maryland State Lottery? When I moved here, I guess it was, 30 years ago, or whenever they started it, it was education. Wasn't it for education? They mm-hmm. failed miserably. The kids can't read. They can't write. They don't do math. So why are they raising taxes on anyone in this state with all of the money that's made in Maryland from the Maryland State Lottery? I'd like to see an audit of the state lottery money.
There, bingo, there. You just hit it, Barbara.
It's for the children, Barbara.
There should be no taxes.
It's for
no
the children, Barbara. Taxes. How dare you, Barbara? It's for the children.
I'm just saying, no, but people should be upset about it. I'm telling you, I am on warp speed trying to get out of this state, and I loved it when I first came here. This state, I'm telling you, I've never lived, well, I lived here longer as an adult because my husband's military, so 27 years I've moved around all over the place.
Right.
But anyway, being here, in this, and it was beautiful, I loved it, but good grief.
They're driving all sorts of people out.
Democrats ruin this state, and then you got these weak Republicans and people who are not serious are running for office. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know.
I got real angry just listening to this. I didn't.
Well, you know, for decades I have been calling for a forensic audit of all state tax dollars. That's our money. And how it's doled out to the city, to the education department. I think everything.
It's huge. Sean, I'm telling you, there's so much money in that lottery. They've doubled
lottery,
it.
Lottery, and now the sports book.
Oh, my God.
The sports gaming.
Oh,
and that needs to be looked at as well. Look, Louisiana is known. They specialized in corruption down by the bayou for years. I think Maryland is just as corrupt, if not more, than Louisiana.
Yes, but you have a little bit here. They're doing it a little, you know, classy because you're close to D.C. But it's
still corrupt.
Well, that's a swamp. That's what I'm saying. Right? Louisiana's filled with swamps. We live right next to a swamp.
We have got to find ourselves our own dollar bill Jefferson. You know?
But I mean, really, the people of this state should really require an audit of the lottery. Maryland State Lottery is taking in billions of dollars. Where is it going? Because it really isn't, you can't see any benefits from that lottery in this state.
That is the $64,000 question, Barbara. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too, and thanks for calling in. Best of Morning Drive available each and every day at WCBM.com. You can also check us out on Rumble, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company. 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company. 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson Wednesday on the show. Caroline Leavitt, the new White House press secretary, just moved the establishment media to the back of the room. And the front row is now credible alternative media like Breitbart, Daily Caller, Newsmax, and more. The walls are coming down, baby. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The walls come tumbling down.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823 right now at Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, Carson has been pumping up so much that he's willing personally to take down the walls, brick by brick, by punching each one
Some
of them
are
out.
Suggesting that actually might be a suit he's wearing.
Yeah, like one of those muscle suit things?
Yes.
Yeah. Man, I kind of had my suspicions, but, you know, I want to maintain that image. You know, you get past all that fake glamour and tinsel image around Rob Carson. What you find is real glamour and real tinsel image. 823, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
I didn't realize he had a size 24 Nick.
No, me either, until I saw the pictures.
Where do you get shirts for that?
The no neck shop.
I'm pretty sure there's an awning shop somewhere.
They were just on.
Yes, exactly.
Go canvas the neighborhood and see what happens. That wreck in Frederick involves an overturned vehicle at the ramp eastbound I-70 onto 144 there on Frederick Road. So keep an eye out for that. If you're exiting there locally, that ramp may be blocked for a while. A couple of the vehicles were also involved. Just looking at the Beltway, nothing out of the ordinary right here at the JFX. The pace is good, but it's slow through Pikesville over to the JFX. The outer loop is still 795 to Frederick, and the outer loop northeast side is still looking at a delay. Wait a minute, that's Plymouth Road. Still looking at a delay for that traffic from Harford Road to Providence Road. Just went back and checked on that wreck on the Eastern Shore. Route 50 is still closed east of Cambridge in the area at Route 16. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, sunny today and 56, but those high winds make it feel a little bit cooler. Those winds last into this evening, bringing in a little bit of a colder front tomorrow. Sunny, 46, and then, of course, the rain is here on Friday. Sunny, 39 in Middle River. It is 38 in Stevensville. More Democrat hijinks at play. Just they don't care about you parents. They don't care about what's fair for girls in sports or in locker rooms restrooms, et cetera. And that is pretty obvious, thanks to the movement that was really marshaled by Riley Gaines and others, who made and of course, President Trump. But here locally, Delegate Kathy Shalega, the Maryland Freedom Caucus vice chair, has introduced a bill, House Bill 156, Fairness in Girls Sports. It is scheduled for a hearing today. However, the public is not invited. The public is not invited to attend and give testimony. Only the sponsors of the bill can testify. Delegate Shalega said, quote, "I was disappointed to learn my bill would be limited to only my testimony in the Ways and Means Committee this year. I have stood by protecting girls' sports in our state for years, even when it was unpopular to do so, allowing the public, both for and against the bill, the opportunity to have their voices heard is the right thing to do." End of quote. This is what they do in totalitarian regimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They're not interested in what the public thinks or says. They want to control you. They don't want your voice to be heard. So for all these Marxist Democrats, whether it's Adrian Jones or Bill Ferguson or Will Smith or some of these other Marxist Democrats, this is all about they are going to implement their agenda.
Yeah.
They're not interested in what's fair for girls on the athletic fields of Maryland and in restrooms and locker rooms, et cetera, inviting all sorts of pervs and preds force many of them children to see things they should never see before they're of age.
Can I clarify something? When is this hearing?
Today.
Why don't we see if Kathy Shalega can join us tomorrow? I'd love to find out what goes on. And I really would. Because I've been talking about the stupidity and the unfairness of having young boys playing against young girls since day one when this all began to happen. I said it's going to kill Title IX, and it is in the process of doing exactly that. And for a parent, any parent who has a kid who's athletic, either male or female, you just want your kid to have a chance. And I have friends whose daughter was very good athletically, and to think that she would have had to have compete with males in the same position, she would never have ended up with a scholarship she had to the college she went to.
But this now look, there's going to be a companion bill over in the Senate. I think Mary Beth Cardoza is going to introduce that. And that one might have a public hearing. I don't know for sure. But, you know, the reason why the Democrats do not want a public hearing is the latest Gonzales poll. In that poll, which was conducted this last month, 76% of the public opposed biological males competing with girls. Three-quarters of Marylanders were opposed to it. And so this is, while Democrats, about one-third support it, and of course Democrats support this freakish behavior of biological males pretending to be women and then trying to compete in athletics, denying women opportunity, et cetera, is just off the charts. All right, more on that coming up, maybe hopefully tomorrow.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. If you're looking to achieve your health goals and start the new year right, now's the time to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and more with Rescue Natural Supplements. With their New Year's savings, Rescue is celebrating you save 35% on a single bottles of Rescue supplements with the code HEALTH35. Try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Oracine for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. Now, to place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a qualified Rescue consultant who can help you, or go online and shop at res-q.com. Again, save 35% on single supplements with the code HEALTH35.
What's next for ICE and Tom Holman? Coming up next, 8:30, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. The parent company of Cash App has agreed to pay states $80 million in settlement to resolve violations involving bank secrecy and anti-money laundering laws. According to the Maryland Department of Labor, Block Incorporated will pay the state of Maryland around $1.6 million, and it has agreed to hire an independent consultant to review the comprehensiveness and effectiveness of its new safeguard program and submit a report to the states within 9 months. Family, friends, and neighbors gathered for a Tuesday night vigil to remember an 11-year-old girl who was murdered in Middle River. London Olson found dead in her home on Firethorn Road last week. Her mother has been charged with killing her. Those attending the vigil say London was a sweet girl whose life was tragically cut short. 34-year-old Keona Dillon is charged with first-degree murder and will undergo a mental evaluation. Maryland's AG, Anthony Brown, has joined a coalition of 22 attorneys general in a lawsuit to stop the Trump administration from withholding trillions of dollars in federal assistance to states. Brown says all Marylanders would be affected by this, what he calls an unconstitutional pause on federal funding, but those who would bear the brunt of the damage are our most vulnerable and marginalized neighbors. Maryland Senator Angela Alsobrooks has also weighed in on this, saying that withholding this would devastate hardworking Marylanders. And a Quaker organization from the Baltimore area and four others are suing the Trump administration over its policy that allows ICE to enter houses of worship to carry out immigration raids. It's 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeed Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Goodfeed Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Goodfeed Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeed Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Goodfeet Store. The Goodfeet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeed.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
Lottery numbers, your pick 3152, your pick 45715, and now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
That construction area in Harford County looks a little better now. They probably moved back behind the wall once again. Northbound 95 at Route 24, so the pace is much better there. We're looking live at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and we're still dealing with all four lanes open, but traffic has been slow coming through that area, working its way down from the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And through that area, 895 is still looking at some slowing as well as you're working your way down from Urban Avenue. A couple of breaks in the traffic, but still busy from the Eastern Avenue Bridge into the tunnel southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a windy day ahead of the cold front. Cooler weather on the way tomorrow behind that cold front. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds, gusts as high as 45 miles an hour today. 56 the high. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 46. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Freshen up your morning with a Wendy's breakfast, like a breakfast baconator, or a grilled sausage breakfast burrito, or even a honey buddy. Ready for a fresh wake-up call? Gotta be Wendy's. Available at participating U.S. Wendy's.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
15 days from pitchers and catchers reporting to Sarasota, and the Orioles have signed their last arbitration-eligible player. It's Jorge Mateo. He puts pen to paper for a one-year, $3.5 million deal. Meanwhile, the Dodgers apparently don't care how much they spend at all. ESPN reporting this morning the team signing right-handed reliever Kirby Yates to a one-year, $13 million deal. Yates, one of the best relievers in the majors last year for the Rangers, 33 saves, a 1.17 ERA. including the luxury tax, L.A.'s payroll this year will exceed $500 million, by far and away the most ever in Major League Baseball history. And this is Rich, no pun intended, Yankees owner Hal Steinbrenner complaining to the YES Network yesterday that it's quote-unquote difficult for most of us to be able to do the kinds of things that the Dodgers are doing. Wow. Ravens news, the team bringing back former defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano as a senior secondary coach. Pagano was a frequent guest on the Pat McAfee show this year and had this to say about the Ravens' defense after the team turned it around.
This thing's turning into a juggernaut again.
Yeah.
I mean, with the offense the way it is, now they got this thing fixed on the other side, you don't want to see this group.
Terps back home tonight against the 17th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. Maryland coming off two straight wins on the road, and including the buzzer beater by Rodney Rice at Indiana. Head coach Kevin Willard saying it's not only Rice's shooting that's doing the job.
Well, I think the biggest thing with Rodney, again, is, too, is his plus-minus has been off the charts the last 2 weeks. They're different.
Terps are 16-5 overall, 6-4 in conference. They're 12-1 at home. And finally, Monday night, the Mervo High School gym was packed in East Baltimore, considerably more than a typical home boys basketball game. The overflow crowd was a fitting tribute to the Mustangs' beloved coach, Dietrich Williams, who passed away from a heart attack on January 17th. In addition to being part of the Mustangs basketball program, he was the junior varsity coach and a varsity assistant for 14 years before becoming varsity coach this season. Dietrich Williams passes away at the age of 54. The time now is 8:36. When we return, an ugly situation unfolds in St. Louis.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
So the backdrop here, VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, taking on the St. Louis Billikens in a men's college basketball game. They're in the Atlantic 10. A little background, VCU's coach is Ryan Odom, who was here in Baltimore at UMBC when UMBC upset Virginia the first ever 16-1.
Okay.
This was a good game, and the Billikens ended up winning. But towards the end of the game, listen to this call from Tom McCarthy on the CBS Sports Network.
You don't often see this in college basketball, but there is a heck of a brawl going on in the stands.
Oh, wow.
And the police officers and the security have come over and tried to help out almost immediately to slow it all down.
Just an ugly ending to a really good game.
Yeah.
And it was an ugly ending. And this, just to let our fans know, this was a fight that erupted about seven rows behind the VCU bench. Mm. And they tumbled all the way down to the floor. So it was row after row after row after row. They came down, and finally St. Louis ended up winning it. And both teams moved from their benches towards midcourt and kind of huddled around each other while all that was going on. Have you guys ever been at a game or been involved? Well, not been involved with, but something along those lines?
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
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 Been involved or seen it?
Been involved.
Been involved.
Been involved.
Oh, do tell, Sean Casey.
It's a long story.
Is it?
It's
is it too long
story.
For today, like right now?
It is too long for today.
Another time?
Another time. I'll tell you the story.
You were involved.
In high school.
Did you go to stadium jail?
No. We were attacked.
What?
The DeMatha football team was attacked, leaving a basketball. We were supporting the basketball team.
Yeah.
We were there rooting them on. And
in this little DeMatha gym?
No, this was at Largo.
Okay.
In Prince George's County.
Yeah.
And we were attacked by a group of individuals that didn't like us cheering for our basketball team.
Because they were cheering for the other team?
They were.
Oh, boy.
And we were attacked, and all hell broke loose. It was serious. People went through trophy cases.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
So this was outside the court.
It was outside the court on the way out of the auditorium. And Prince George's County police were there. And of course, nobody from DeMatha was charged, I can tell you that.
Oh, of course not. Yeah, we got to do a podcast on that one time, Sean.
Okay.
Because that deserves more.
That deserves a lot more.
All right.
Because there's a lot more to tell.
Thank you.
All right. By the way, what the hell's a Billiken? Yeah.
No idea.
Maybe that's what the fight
was all about. I think it's a Brian Billiken. Isn't it a Brian Billiken?
No, it's something Cal Ripken once said, that if you couldn't do it, Billiken.
Wait, the son of Brian Billick is a Brian Billiken. No?
No.
No.
No. Thank you very much, Gary.
Yep, you got
8:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You're on the morning drive.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM. There was a hilarious exchange between Stephen Miller and Jake Tapper, where Tapper kept trying to ask gotcha questions, and Stephen Miller was quite ready for them, actually. And it went like this.
I mean, I'm sure it's not your position, Jake, you're just asking the question, that we should supply America's food with exploitative illegal alien labor. I obviously don't think that's what you're implying. Only 1% of alien workers in the entire country work in agriculture. The top destination for illegal aliens are large cities like New York, like Los Angeles, and small industrial towns, of course, all across the heartland, as we've seen with the Biden floods. Mm-hmm. None of those illegal aliens are doing farm work.
Right. None of them. He says only 1% of the illegals are doing farm work at all. And Jake Tapper says, yeah, but we're talking about that 1%. Who's going to pick our cotton? He honest to God said that. And Miller said, you are kidding me. Where have I heard that before? And he said, look, for those people who are working in the fields, we have a special program set up just for them.
The illegal aliens that Joe Biden brought into our country are not full stop doing farm work. They are not. The illegal aliens he brought in from Venezuela, from Haiti, from Nicaragua, they are not doing farm work. They are in our cities collecting welfare. As for the farmers, there is a guest worker program that President Trump supports. Over time as well, we will transition into automation, so we'll never have to have this conversation ever again.
Yeah, but truly, when Tapper said, who's going to pick our food? Who's going to pick our... Really? So we have heard that before, and think about it. Put it in that context. Put it in exactly that context. So the Democrats are saying, basically, we want to have our, underpaid individuals. We won't call them slaves. We'll just call them slightly underpaid or working the fields for us, because, God forbid, we'd actually have to pay a higher wage and have American workers do the same job. I mean, because that is what's going on here. Miller said that, look, one way or the other, this administration is going to enforce our immigration laws.
There's no universe in which this nation is going to allow the previous president to flood our nation with millions and millions of illegal aliens who just get to stay here. And we are especially not going to allow a subset of those illegal aliens to rape and murder our citizens. So we are going to unapologetically enforce our immigration laws. And as I'm sure you will celebrate, we are going to unleash the power and might of the U.S. government to eradicate the presence of transnational threats on our soil.
Period. And there's a look, that's a position being held every time anybody in this administration makes a statement about this issue. If you're here illegally, guess what? That means you are here illegally.
It came up yesterday in the White House press secretary briefing on, I think it was Mary Bruce of ABC questioning Caroline Leavitt about, what about the people who are just, it's just a misdemeanor, it's a civil offense. And they're all criminals.
Yeah.
That's what you are. I mean, there are different degrees of criminality, but they're all criminals if you violate our laws.
Period. This and Leavitt also said in that press conference, you know, this is a shift of paradigm for you people. You're going to have to understand, the last administration, apparently being illegal didn't mean being illegal. Out of this administration, we'll follow the law. And that is what Miller is saying. That's what Trump is saying. That's what Leavitt is saying. That is what everybody involved in this, Tom Homan all the way down, is saying. We have a law. It's written. We didn't write it.
If you don't like it, change the law.
Exactly.
But that's the law as it stands. That's what we're going to enforce.
8:43 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Laying down the law. Chuck Whitaker.
The backups of both the Harbor Tunnel still there. 95, looking at it live here, is slowing before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So it's from there, around the curve, O'Donnell Street, top of the hill, Keith Avenue, and then going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Start to finish from there, down through 395, 20 to 25 minutes, just riding through there. 895, some broken areas of traffic now and moving, but right in that area, it's still slow. Urban Avenue, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, into the old Harbor Tunnel. Areas on the Beltway, yep, still slow. Going to be there a while. The outer loop at Hartford, the inner loop through Pikesville, 795 is still slowing. Right on down through Liberty Road, finally gets better on the outer loop after Frederick Road. If you're in Frederick, there was an accident on the ramp from eastbound to I-70 onto 144. One of those vehicles was on its side. And the wreck on the eastern shore outside of Cambridge is still a problem on Route 50 at Route 16. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, sunny, windy today, gusting 15 to 20 miles per hour. So the high about, I feel around 50 or so. Winds will last overnight. Tomorrow sunny and 46. Right now we have got mostly sunny skies, 41 in Ellicott City and 41 in Reisterstown. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, it has been in just 10 days. We've watched a bunch of people melt down. Of course, it's a daily occurrence on The View and some of these other shows. And in the last week, we've seen Selena Gomez, basically have to resort to sobbing over immigration deportations. Actress Glenn Close rambling about what we don't know. And Juliette Lewis, actress, also breaking down as well. But every once in a while, Hollywood gets it right. And today, a couple of things. One, Bruce Willis, the actor who is battling frontotemporal dementia and has been rarely seen of late because he has a tough time communicating, he wanted to go out and thank the firefighters in Los Angeles personally. And that's exactly what he did. He went out to first responders to thank them in person for their efforts at battling the wildfires that have devastated Los Angeles and that area. And that is, I think that's a very brave thing to do because you know you're not yourself. You know you're having issues. And you didn't spend a lot of time. There wasn't a lot of camera time. But you did see him meeting with the firefighters and wanting to thank them personally for saving his home and others in the neighborhood. And secondly, Jay Leno, former stand-up comedian and Tonight Show host, personally serving $21,000 worth of ribs and chicken to Los Angeles firefighters, and he's just getting started. They're going to be doing this on a weekly basis, and Jay Leno is paying it forward. He's giving it back and thanking the people that have been helping him. So for every meltdown out there, for every crackpot, lunatic, liberal in Hollywood, there are some guys that do appreciate their fellow Americans and America itself. Yeah. So just wanted to point
that's
that
very
out.
Good news.
One of them is not Anthony Mackie. Anthony Mackie is the latest iteration of Captain America. He is an African American. Previously, what was it? Chris Evans?
Yes.
I think he portrayed Captain America. He's a big liberal, Chris Evans, but Mackie's taking it to a whole new level because he's taking issue with the term. Now, this is a guy that took the role as Captain America. When you're Captain America, you're supposed to stand for a lot of things, most of them good, and most of them you associate America with being a force of good in the world, but not so much for the latest Captain America.
For me, Captain America represents a lot of different things, and I don't think the term, you know, America should be one of those representations. Like, it's about a man who keeps his word, who has honor, dignity, and integrity.
Which America apparently doesn't.
Apparently doesn't. For the new Captain America, America does not keep its word for, you know, integrity and honor and credibility and trustworthiness and so on and so forth. But here's a guy that's going to make a ton of money, assumed, playing in a movie role. He's he wants Americans to come see the movie, but he doesn't believe America is such a great place. And you know what? Only in America can that happen.
It makes no sense. I mean, look, if that's the way you feel, don't take the role. If you want the role, keep your mouth shut.
Easy
syllogism.
You could have taken the role of a villain who hates America and wants to destroy America. You could have taken that role in any Marvel movie or whatever. But no, he is Captain America. So that is, I don't know, that's one I'll be missing. Hey, great news. Top Gun 3 is out this year.
Really?
Yes. They're making another sequel to Top Gun. I can't remember the name, the working name. I think it's Challenger or something.
Is it?
Challenged. Yeah. So Top Gun 3 is going to be coming out this year in 2025. Taken 4 with Liam Neeson. I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to do this, but The trailer looks good,
yeah,
from what I've seen. And they're Jason Statham in a brand new movie called Stalker as well. It's all coming out in 2025. But looking forward, I just think that when Trump's in office, Hollywood then turns to making more patriotic movies.
Interesting.
Not all of them, but, you know, I think some of them, look, the country is now spoken. We want to feel good about America. We want to be patriots. And tomorrow on the program, we'll tell you what's happening to the Patriot program in Harford County. That is outrageous. So that's coming up tomorrow. Don't forget, Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Rumble page. It's brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns, and we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments, because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey guys, it's Carson Wednesday on the show. Caroline Leavitt, the new White House press secretary, just moved the establishment media to the back of the room. The walls are coming down, baby.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up, of course, right after the top of the hour, Kim Klasick live this evening. Of course, it's sold out, man.
Yeah, Stake of the Union, yeah. Our first ever Stake of the Union being held at Mount Washington Tavern. It is sold out. It's a sold-out event, so we appreciate it. Well, I'll be out there, Bruce and I, and Kim will be there as well. So it's going to be a night, and we're going to talk about national politics, Maryland politics, and enjoy a great meal thanks to the Mount Washington Tavern. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody tonight. If you didn't get in this time, we'll have more events throughout the year. In fact, there's going to be a crab feast in the works. They're going to do Pint and Politics, where we get a chance to go to a brewery and mingle and talk politics. And again, the Freedom Fest is back again this year, coming up in the fall. So lots of good stuff, and we love getting out and meeting you and getting a chance to thank you for supporting us here at WCBM.
And there's nothing like having seven or eight beers and then talking politics. That's the event I'm looking forward to.
Yes. Or in Chuck's case, having seven or eight steaks and then talking politics.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds good.
There's a lot at stake.
Yes, there is.
Meet Sweat Johnson is here. Yeah. Traffic and weather on the threes.
I want to know if I can just lay by the spigot when we go to the brewery.
Yes.
We can arrange that.
Cool. I've been looking around for this wreck. I heard the report dispatched. I never did see it. I found it. Interloop between York Road and Delaney Valley Road in the median. A couple of vehicles, minor, with a state trooper there. So it's a little bit slow east of York Road, heading over towards Delaney Valley Road, just to make sure they have enough room to do what they have to do. I would stay in the center and the right-hand lane. Rest of the beltway is beginning to settle down. A couple of wrecks earlier, 144 in the ramp at I-70 in Frederick County, and on the east
Eastern Shore outside of Cambridge. They're still working on that wreck on Route 50 at Route 216. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says it's sunny and 56 today. Yeah. It's look at Kim. She's all excited.
Yeah. Just so you know, Kim, we're not clear on what time your limo will be picking you up.
Oh.
But we'll check on that and get back
to you. Thank you.
Well, watch out for those gusty winds, Kim.
Okay.
Tonight, winds will last overnight. Tomorrow, sunny, 46. Rain on Friday, 42 right now, mostly sunny in Dundalk, 42. Under sunny skies in Millersville, and Kim Klasig Live is coming up next. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So I am excited about tonight, by the way. I know you were talking about it just a little bit ago, so it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, the big question of the day, is there a confirmation in RFK Jr.'s future? A lot of people seem to think that he's going to be the one not to be confirmed. And so his confirmation is today. That is also the poll question of the day. So people can go to WCBM.com and partake in that poll. But, you know, I have to say, I'm not quite certain he will. I'm really on the edge here. I think that there are enough Democrats and Republicans that do not believe that he should have this position.
You think, well, you've got Big Food and Big Pharma lining up against him. You got Big Pharma with Mike Pence.
Yep.
But I think the one that's really in trouble is Tulsi.
Oh, you think so? Yeah.
Because the intelligence community basically is the fourth branch of government.
Uh-huh.
And when they don't want somebody, they'll pull out all the stops to keep that from happening.
Yeah.
So
the latest is when she was 19, she might have been a member of a cult. Or maybe not. But at least there's that we can say that.
Her parents were part of the... What do they call it? The something about the Science of Identity Foundation or something?
So, wow.
Yeah, this is when she was 19, folks. This is before she spent years and years in the U.S. military.
Yeah, I think Cash, Cash has the votes. It's very iffy for Tulsi, and it's going to be a big ballot. Two-day hearing for RFK Jr. today and tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're gonna continue that discussion after 9 o'clock. Also, all hell breaks loose yesterday. That was just glorious to watch, the breakdowns from Governor Wes Moore, Mayor Brandon Scott. I call them the welfare queens. That's basically what they are. So as soon as President Trump says he's going to pause federal loans and federal grants, which I'm glad, you know, they're going to take a look at it, but they went off about it. They were like, oh my gosh, you cannot cut this funding, right?
Chaos. They called it chaos and a government shutdown, which it was
anti-democratic,
not.
Anti-democratic, unconstitutional.
And this is a guy, by the way, who squandered a surplus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, number one. Number two, he's pushing some of the expenses out of his budget onto local counties and jurisdictions. $144 million being pushed onto the county. So, not my problem. You guys in the county. But guess who ends up paying for it?
Right.
The rest of us.
Right. And not only did he squander money, Mayor Brandon Scott, those ARPA funds, he squandered that as well. So they're like, you know, shaking in their boots about it. We're going to talk about that. And then also, Johnny Olszewski did come forward and explain why he voted against the Lake and Riley Act. And the reason is as stupid as you think it is, but we're going to go over it anyway.
Don't say it's shoplifting.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. No, it's even dumber.
See, this is
than
the
that.
Kind of taste of what you're going to get tonight, folks, at the Stake of the Union with Kim, Bruce, and I being there.
Really, all right.
Now, the other thing is that the official WCBM Whistler will be there so that whenever Kim's name is mentioned.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that in the promo.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Thanks.
All right, Kim. Thank you. It's 8:58. Well, there is a bill that you should know about, Senate Bill 292. Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, we'll get Jeff on here on the air shortly in the next couple of days. This is a proposed bill in Maryland that would change how police enforce certain traffic violations. If passed, police would no longer be able to pull drivers over for the following as a primary offense or reasons for a traffic stop: expired vehicle registration, driving without headlights, illegal U-turns, driving in a bus lane, or throwing objects, including trash, out of a vehicle. This is sponsored by, I think, is it Charles Sidnor in Baltimore County? I got to go back and look. But this once again, because, you know, a lot of times on traffic stops, cops catch a lot of bad guys.
Yep.
Okay? And this is, but the argument is there are a lot of black and brown people that end up in jail because of these traffic stops, so we can't have that. So we've got to make sure police have to watch as someone is dangerously driving down, 795 with no headlights on, or with a broken taillight, or with a piece of equipment. So, Sheriff Gaylor has made a video on this and put it out on social media. I mean, With all, we get the point. The acting is pretty bad, but it's but we do get the point on that, and we're going to keep a close eye on this one. This is a reckless pro-crime bill proposed by Baltimore County Legislator Charles Sidnor, and we'll have more on that coming up in the days to come here on the show.
That's about it for us folks for this day. Come back tonight, of course, 5:30 for those who are coming. We'll see you at the State of the Union, and then tomorrow morning.
Yeah, back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.